Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the nine-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Line through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Game 5 in this six-game set between your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Fredericksburg Nationals, the single-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Saturday evening. It's been a fun week so far here at the yard. First full six-game set in the second half of play, and it has not disappointed so far. These two teams likely will be going back and forth throughout the entire second half of play, and this week so far, it's certainly shown that, Mr. Heater.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You got a series that's tied up at two games apiece right now, and you've seen a little bit of everything. You've seen explosive offense out of the Sox early on in the week when they amassed just four runs but 12 hits in a Wednesday night ball game. But then you've also seen the opposite side of that coin throughout the week with some dominant pitching by both the Red Sox and especially the Fredericksburg Nationals, right? These are two teams that kind of hang their hat on their pitching, particularly their starting pitching. Starting pitching's been really good throughout the week for both teams, and then it's the bullpen arms. Who can sustain the longest and who can kind of push off that late surge? Last night it was Fredericksburg with the late surge. It was Fredericksburg earlier in the week with a late surge, but the Red Sox have had a couple of their own. You're talking bottom of the seventh, bottom of the eighth innings, producing runs, and I wouldn't be shocked if it comes down to that once again tonight.
Well, so far throughout the week, just to kind of go a little bit more into the weeds, on Tuesday a 4-0 victory for the Red Sox before falling on Wednesday by a final score of 4-2. They then return home on Thursday as the Salem Beer Mongers, their alter egos on Thursday evenings. They win that one 4-0. And then last night, a tough one. You lose it 6-1. And again, another pitcher's duel, though. You know, you give up the run in the top of the second. You then tie the ball game up in the home half of the sixth. But what really killed you late was the three spot in the seventh. And then after the Nick Peoples two-run single in the eighth to make it 6-1, that was pretty much the chunk of the ball game. And after that took place, it was going to be very, very tough for the Salem Red Sox to come back with down to just their last six outs. However, you look at the lineup as a whole for the Red Sox. Marvin Alcantara comes through again with an RBI single. Brooks Brannon, though another day off today, continues to stay hot, hitting over 360 in just his fourth week down at the single-A level. And then Andy Lugo is also 1-for-3. So although a slower night with four hits, you know, you still got some timely hitting in key situations. You just need a little bit more traffic at times, too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the Sox have had their opportunities. The problem last night was leaving guys aboard.
Yes.
Particularly runners in scoring position last night for the Sox. And Fredericksburg didn't do that. Last night was the most lopsided game, but it didn't really feel that way until Fredericksburg struck late, right? You talk about those three runs in the seventh and the two runs in the eighth for the Fred Nats. Up until that point, it was a very even ball game. And honestly, Carter, it was probably the most exciting ball game as far as every pitch meant more when the game's either tied at zero, a 1-0 lead, or a 1-1 ball game, and that's what we had for much of it. I take you back to last night in the bottom of the sixth inning. Sox are trailing by a run, and then all of a sudden they get things going a little bit. Two-out single from Nellie Taylor Jr. Remember, Marvin Alcantara Now, Nelly was going off of first with a 3-2 count, but Marvin Alcantara rips an RBI single down the right field line. Nelly scores from first.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of those moments where on a full count with two outs, you score a run to tie the game at one in the bottom of the sixth. That felt tide-changing. Now, unfortunately, the pitching just couldn't back that up defensively for the Sox, but every pitch mattered in a game like that last night, and it's felt like that throughout the entire series.
No doubt about that. Well, the Red Sox and the Fredericksburg Nationals, again, they're going to be battling it out the whole second half of play. Fredericksburg comes in at 39-34 overall. The Red Sox coming at 38-35. Both sides are tied at the top of the Carolina League North, seven games in, so very early still. A five-way tie, though, in first place for the Carolina League North Crown. The Carolina Mudcats, they're 4-3. Salem Red Sox are 4-3. Fredericksburg Nationals are 4-3. The Lynchburg Hillcats are 4-3. And the DeMarvis Shorebirds are 4-3. The Down East Wood Ducks are the only team that is not. They're 3-4 and a game back of first place. So kind of a key little stretch coming up here to finish up the first half. Or excuse me, to finish up pre-All-Star break, I should say. Because you have two more games here in Salem against the Fred Nats. You then get six on the road in Lynchburg in a kind of a weirdly scheduled series. You play Monday through Saturday next week. Then you have 2 days off, and then you go to Kinston to face off against the Wood Ducks for six before the All-Star break. So this final little stretch, which is always, I think, a mental challenge, no matter what level of baseball, this is the time where you really want to be able to turn it on these last 10 to 12 games, 12, 14 games, whatever it may be, before the break. So that way you're all rested up, ready to roll in the second half. And I say second half, but the post-All-Star break side of baseball comes around, and all of a sudden you feel like you're ready to rock and roll for a postseason push, if you will.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Carter. These next couple of weeks are going to be crucial for the Sox before. Again, it's crazy. You only get a couple of days off for the All-Star break, but with that being said, it is a break and much deserved at that point nevertheless. And, you know, this is a crucial series in Fredericksburg. Remember the Fred Nats, despite finishing just a tick above the Sox in the standings in the first half, they were very much in the mix at the top, had the lead for about a week or two span, and the Carolina Mudcats were able to regain that lead in the North and win the division in that first half. But Fredericksburg, a dangerous team, and when they're on, they're on. When they're off, they're not quite as good, but when they're on, especially pitching, they're on.
Well, these two sides met 24 times a season ago, just 15 this year. Six coming up here in Salem to finish up this week, and then after 2.5 weeks on the road, with the All-Star break, three more here in Salem before the Red Sox hit the road to go to Fredericksburg in the middle of August. So these two sides are familiar with each other, but this was the first time these two sides have met this year in 2024. Salem, we mentioned the overall record. They have won four straight series coming into this one, and it kind of just feels like, and rather three straight series. They haven't lost a series in four straight series, but it just kind of feels like they're playing better baseball as a whole. And, again, with the series tied at two, you got two more opportunities to at least split the set. But if you can win the next two and take 4 or 6, I think that would be so, so crucial going forward before hitting the road to Lynchburg. Well, it should be a good one coming up here from Salem. Game 5 of 6 in this six-game set between the Salem Red Sox and the Fredericksburg Nationals on Friends Night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Sox are wearing a specialty Friends jersey here this evening in Salem. We'll step aside for our first time today on the other side of this break and injury report, and we'll go through the starting lineups here this evening to preview Game 5 of this six-game set. Much more coming up, but for now, we'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to milbstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Our pregame show rolls on from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia for game 5 of 6 in the 6-game set between the Salem Red Sox and the Fredericksburg Nationals. Well, hey, it's a good time to remind you, donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy. And you're helping save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. Again, that's freedomplasma.com or call 540-767-0064. Now, time for our injury report and starting lineups here this evening. Injury report-wise, nothing really to update. We still have yet to see the seventh best prospect in the Red Sox organization, Yoelin Cespedes, after earning a promotion from the Florida Complex League on Tuesday. Not entirely sure what the deal is there. He is still here in Salem. However, not in the starting lineup here this evening once again and still waiting to make his single A debut. Well, now it's time to meet tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Fredericksburg Nationals, who come in at 39-34 on the season. And 4-3 in the second half of play. Take it away, Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. For the Fredericksburg Nationals, top of the order, Murphy Staley. He gets a half day's rest today, and he is the designated hitter. Elijah Green, sixth best prospect in the Nationals organization. He bats second and plays out in center field. At first base, once again, he bats third tonight. It's Brandon Pimentel. He's had a hot series thus far and leads the Carolina League in runs batted in with 52 coming into this series and has amassed 4 more throughout the week. Royce Martin-Tana, he bats cleanup and stands in left field this evening defensively, followed up by the 5-hole hitting shortstop, Marcus Brown, the former Oklahoma State Cowboy. Christian Vaquero is out and right, back in the lineup tonight after an off day yesterday. He bats 6th. Everett Cooper back in there tonight, also after an off day yesterday. He plays at second base and bats 7th. In the 8th spot, Nate Ochoa-Leyva, he's in the hot corner, playing at 3rd base. And Ivan Mirzi makes his series debut here against the Salem Sox. He's behind the dish, your catcher in the battery, batting 9. Travis Staley on the bump, the former Texas Longhorn, gets the nod for the Fredericksburg Nationals. 22-year-old out of San Antonio, and it has not been the easiest road for him so far. At the single-A level, the Sox are going to look to jump on him. He's got a 1-6 win-loss record, a 7.93 earned run average. He started 10 of the 12 games he's appeared in, amassing 34 strikeouts across 42 total innings.
Well, here is who Staley will face off against, and it's the starting lineup for the Salem Red Sox, penciled in by second-year manager Liam Carroll. And leading off back at the top after a day off yesterday, the shortstop is Isaiah Tello. the eighth best prospect of the Red Sox organization, is followed up by the third baseman, Antonio Anderson, who just turned 19 years old yesterday. He was 0-for-4 yesterday and gets the start at the hot corner today in the two-hole for the Red Sox. In the three-hole, it's the right fielder, Nelly Taylor Jr. A nice 1-2-3 with Zanatello, Anderson, and Taylor. Also important to note, Brooks Brannan gets the day off. In the cleanup spot, the first baseman, Brayley Encarnacion. We mentioned Zanatello had the day off yesterday. Well, so did Encarnacion. He plays first and bats fourth. In the 5-0, it's the second baseman, Marvin Alcantara, who slides over from short to second, who has continued to sparkle defensively so far in this series. After playing first base yesterday, Andy Lugo slides to left. He will hit six for the Salem Red Sox. So 4-5-6, it goes Encarnacion, Alcantara, and Lugo. The designated hitter, Daniel McGalvin, he hits seventh. And playing center field and hitting eighth, it's Stanley Tucker. Rounding out the starting nine behind the dish, it's the starting catcher, Juan Montero. So you got both McGalvin and Montero in today. 7-8-9, it goes McGalvin, Tucker, and Montero. 1-9, Zanatello, Anderson, Taylor, Encarnacion, Alcantara, Lugo, McGalvin, Tucker, and Montero. On the bump for the Red Sox, it's the righty Matt Duffy out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and Boston's fourth-round pick a season ago in 2023. The righty out of Canisius comes in at 1-3 on the season, a 3.68 ERA. This is appearance number 13. He started all 12 he's appeared in. 13th start of the season as well. 51 and a third innings pitched, 48 strikeouts to just 15 walks for the right-hander out of Toronto. What he's done recently, well, Friends night. Oh, okay, I see. See, I'm not a Friends person.
Okay, so you're not. Good too?
Right. Yeah, we're going to do Friends trivia later on, too, by the way, which I'll ask you this time because you did it for Star Wars night for me, and I know you don't watch a ton of Star Wars. I don't really either, but I knew some Star Wars a little bit, but Friends, I have not seen a single episode, so that will be you later,
okay, my friend.
But
good.
Matt Duffy, coming off of a start against the Augusta Green Jackets, 5 scoreless. That was 6 days ago in a victory over the Green Jackets. 4 innings of 3 hit ball, 6 strikeouts, 2 walks, and opposing hitters so far this year, this has also been fairly good. They hit just .237 off of him. Not, like, elite per se, but a nice number for Matt Duffy and the Red Sox. Well, taking a look around the Carolina League, plenty, and I mean plenty of baseball in action this evening. And it starts with the Mudcats and the Hillcats. They were in action, actually, earlier today, and actually, check that, rather, they're currently in action. The Mudcats are up 2-0 over the Lynchburg Hillcats midway through the fourth, then at Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. About to get underway at 6 o'clock, Fredericksburg and Salem, and then Charleston and Augusta. At 6:35, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans do battle. And then at 7, Columbia and Kannapolis, and Down East and Delmarva. We mentioned in the second half of play, there's a 5-way tie for first in the Carolina League North. Everybody but the Down East Wood Ducks are 4-3. The Wood Ducks are 3-4. And the Mudcats were winners in the first half of play. In the South Division, little bit of a different story. The Kannapolis Cannonballers won the first half crown on that side of things. But the Columbia Fireflies are off to a pretty good start at 5-2. They won 5 straight. The Charleston Riverdogs are 4-3. And then Fayetteville and Myrtle Beach are 3-4. And Augusta and Kannapolis, they're both 2-5. The Cannonballers have lost 4 in a row. It is going to be a great second half of baseball here in the Carolina League, and it's going to be a great Saturday night for baseball here in Salem for game 5-6 in the 6-game set between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. First pitch is on the other side of this break, but for now, we'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball all season long on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
Final chords of the national anthem here from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, as we're all set and ready to go for game five of this six-game set between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. Ready to start us off on play-by-play duties on this gorgeous Saturday evening. Let's turn it over to my broadcast partner himself and pass the mic to Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. Well, another spectacular night here at the ballpark once again. And you got a bunch of kids running off the field right now. Pretty cool to have the little leaguers out there and contributing. It's Friends Night here at the yard, and the Sox are wearing specialty jerseys tonight in honor of the great TV show that swept across the nation and has become nothing short of a cultural phenomenon throughout the late 90s, early 2000s, that really swept back into our generation, Carter, with Netflix and streaming services like that. Everybody knows and loves Friends, and the Sox are celebrating Friends Night tonight with purple jerseys, white sleeves with a design on it, all knotted. A cultural phenomenon that is Friends. But more importantly, a big game on hand here tonight with the series tied at two games apiece between the Fredericksburg Nationals and your Salem Red Sox. Take a look at the Fredericksburg Nationals batting order. Murphy Staley leads off, followed off by Elijah Green, Brandon Pimentel, Royce Marquintana, the cleanup man, Marcus Brown, Christian Vaquero, Everett Cooper bats seventh, Nate Ochoa is eighth, and Ivan Mersey makes his series debut here against the Salem Sox. He is ready to bat ninth. Matt Duffy on the bump for the Red Sox tonight. Matt Duffy out of Canisius College, the 22-year-old righty pitcher, drafted in the fourth round in 2023, pick number 115 overall, native of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, 1-3 on the season with a 3.68 earned run average. He's pitched in 12 games. Every single one of them have been a start so far for Duffy in 2024. Staley digs in from the right side. He is ready. Duffy brushing off the rubber, towing it with his right foot, gathering the ball in his right hand. He is ready, and he brings it to the belt. He winds and fires the first pitch. We're ready to roll in Salem, and it's a first pitch fastball for a strike on the inner half. Right on time at 6.05 p.m. tonight.
Right on time, indeed. I don't know how many times we've hit that mark. Right at the 0-5 mark?
Here's the 0-1. Fastball again. This one gets all the way to the backstop. Aswan Montero behind the dish tonight in your battery, and it's 1-1. Defensive alignment for the Red Sox, Antonio Anderson plays at third. Zan Zanatello is at short. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses down and away in the count 2-1. Marvin Alcantara makes up the right side of the middle infield. He plays at second base. And Fraley Encarnacion is at first for the Sox. Juan Montero behind the dish. Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch to Staley. Fastball twists him off the plate. 3-1. In the outfield for the Sox, Andy Lugo plays in left. Stanley Tucker in center. And Nellie Taylor Jr. out in right. Matt Duffy kicks and deals. 3-1 offering. Fastball runs high and a 5-pitch walk to start the night for Murphy Staley.
And a little bit rare, too. Don't see Matt Duffy walk a lot of guys. Just 2 walks in his last 2 starts. And again, came into the night at just 15 walks in the season to 48 strikeouts. So an interesting start for Duffy.
Brings up Elijah Green, 6th best prospect in the Washington Nationals organization. 5th overall pick back in 2022 in the first round. Been in Fredericksburg now for 3 seasons at the single-A level. First pitch. And a breaking ball misses down and away. It's 1-0. Elijah Green was busy last night, though, for the Fred Dats. A pair of huge hits. Ended up 2-for-5 altogether. Both of them singles. But an RBI single in the 7th really got things going. Part of a 3-run frame. The 1-0. Misses down and away once again with that breaking ball. It's 2-0. Fred Nats, after finding themselves ahead 1-0 early, following a run in the 2nd inning, pretty much controlled throughout. The Sox would tie it in the bottom of the 6th with a run of their own. 1-1, the 2-0. Swing and a miss, fed him a high fastball, 2-1. But then the Fred Nats were right there to respond moments later in the 7th. 3 runs, scored on 3 hits. RBI double from Murphy Staley. Marcus Brown led it off with a double, and Elijah Green capped it off with an RBI base hit. It would tally 2 more in the 8th to put the nail in the coffin. An RBI single from Nick Peoples to drive in 2. That was all she wrote. 2-1. Fastball pierces the outside corner for a strike. Evens it up 2-2.
Would be a good time for a strikeout for Matt Duffy after a leadoff walk against somebody who obviously is capable of doing so.
He's amassed 48 of them over 51 and a third innings so far this season. Runner off of first, nobody out, 2-2. Breaking ball hammered left side foul. Elijah Green stays alive at 2-2. Green been a victim of strikeouts a lot this series. Struck out just once, though, last night after a 3-strikeout outing the night prior. And then striking out twice in the series opener. Strikes out more than anybody else in the Carolina League, above 52% heading into the week. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and away, fills it up 3-2. The runner off of first is Murphy Staley. He led off with a walk on 5 pitches. Held on by Fraley Encarnacion. Nobody out, top of the first here in Salem. Duffy deals the payoff, runner goes. Breaking ball misses, throw down a second. In time, and they got him. Juan Montero with a laser to Marvin Alcantara, and he applies the tag for out number 1.
Wow.
What are they saying now?
Unfortunately.
Oh, it's a walk, yeah. Duh. It'll happen sometime.
No. It was a borderline pitch.
And so they went so smooth with it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and I think Murphy Staley actually thought he was out there momentarily in second, so he started walking back to the dugout. Juan Montero saying, tag him, tag him, tag him. And unfortunately for the Red Sox, it starts his back-to-back walks out of the hand of Matt Duffy, and Montero's going to come out and have a conversation.
Rare miscues early on by Matt Duffy. 22-year-old out of Canisius. Last outing for Duffy, it was last week on the 23rd against Augusta. Pitched 4 innings of runless baseball. Surrendered just 3 hits, 2 walks. He struck out 6. He was dialed in. He struck out 6 batters in each of his last 3 outings, dating back to June 5th against Down East, then on the road at Fayetteville the week after. And then again, last week here at home against Augusta. Part of a 12-game homestand here in Salem that we're just nearing the end of. First pitch to Brandon Pimentel as Leif's left side of the infield past the diving glove of Nizan Zanatello. Station to station, the red light is on for Murphy Staley at third. The throw in, now a throw to second, and safe there is Elijah Green. Alcantara can't believe it. The bases are loaded.
Man, he tried the swim move. What a weird start to this game.
Very bizarre.
Weird start to this game. Got through the left side, and they held up Murphy Staley very late, to your point.
I mean, he was rounding third and was a good third of the way down to home.
So Elijah Green was committed. Yeah, I think that's the right call. Elijah Green was committed to third base and had to get back to the bag, throw their way in time, and he tried the swim move on Marvin Alcantara and gets in safely.
Well, here's Royce Martin-Tana. They call him Bowser. Can he be the villain here with the bases loaded in the first? First pitch. And he eyes up a fastball at the top of the zone for a strike. 0-1.
Tyler Infield's going to play back, open for the double play ball, which is probably what you want in this situation, top of the first inning.
Bases juice, still nobody out in the first. Quite a jam for Duffy, 0-1. Breaking ball misses, down and away, evens it up at 1-1. Royce Martin-Tana, a .251 hitter, three home runs, has 28 RBI. Now, that doesn't sniff Pimentel's league-leading 54, but 28, nothing to slouch at, 1-1. Breaking ball below the knees, 2-1. Looking for 29, 30, maybe even 31 if he can put a ball into play here. Duffy in the stretch. Quite a jam to start out the ball game with a pair of walks and a base hit. He kicks and deals, 2-1. Swing and a miss, got him with a breaking ball. Evens it up 2-2, and besides the double play, strikeout would be the biggest thing right here.
Absolutely, absolutely, because then you're one pitch away from getting out of the inning. You want to get greedy at this point, not allow a single run if possible. The strikeout here would be massive.
Arguably bigger than the double play, because a double play would likely still score a run.
Sure.
From the belt, it's Duffy, the 2-2. He swings, lifts it high into the air, straightaway center field. Playable for Stanley Tucker. He's underneath it, now charging in. The wind took it. He hurls it home, and it keeps everybody at bay. What a play by Stanley Tucker. No sack fly. Bases loaded, one gone.
Yeah, just a tad bit too shallow for Staley to score. The wind kept on pulling it in just a tad. And also, because it was up there for so long, Tucker had momentum behind the throw.
Yes.
So a wise decision by Murphy Staley to block.
It one-hopped into the belly of Juan Montero about 5 feet in front of home plate, if you're listening. Wind's gusting out into shallow left field now. Take a peek at the American flag in straightaway center. Big opportunity here for Marcus Brown. Bases loaded. One gone in the first. Duffy looking for the double play ball. Righty on lefty. First offering. Check swing. Pitch called a strike on a breaking ball outer half. Caught the zone on its way out the back door. It's 0-1. Duffy nodding yes. Appears to home plate. Hurls the 0-1. Breaking ball below the knees. 1-1. Marcus Brown, a .250 hitter, has two home runs and 16 RBI on the season. Plays a terrific shortstop. Really does. Former Oklahoma State Cowboy. The 1-1. He swings, rips it foul, right side. 1-2.
Well, and now you're a strikeout away from being an out away from escaping the jam as a whole as well. That flyout was big time to keep the runners in bed. And Matt Duffy now hopefully trying to find a little bit of a rhythm after walking the first two guys to start the game, which is, again, very uncharacteristic.
Yeah, the bases were loaded because of back-to-back walks and then a base hit. One ball, two strikes for Brown. Here's the pitch. He swings, chops it foul again, right side. Stays in there at 1-2.
On Fredericksburg, they've only struck first once in the series, and it was last night.
They would win the game.
6-1. Now, they won a game earlier this week at 4-2, but not only did they take the lead early on, I mean, they kind of ran away late in that one yesterday and really had, other than the Marvin Alcantara RBI single, Fredericksburg controlled the game yesterday.
Sure.
And that's why it'd be very nice if you're a Fred Nats fan to see a couple runs cross here in the first.
One ball, two strikes, bases loaded, one gone, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball. Huge strikeout. First strikeout of the night for Matt Duffy, and there's two gone.
Well, that's a big one. And now it brings up Christian Becerra, the switch hitter, who has struggled throughout the year and throughout the series, but did have that go-ahead single back on Wednesday in the ninth to put Fredericksburg up 3-2 in a game they would win 4-2.
Becerra hitting just 153, has 16 ribbies with two homers. Bases loaded, two gone in the first. The pitch. He eyes up a fastball over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Becerra, the ninth best prospect in the Washington Nationals organization, the 19-year-old out of Havana, Cuba. Duffy deals, 0-1. Check swing, fastball misses high, 1-1. Early on tonight, we're already on the edge of our seats here in Salem. This series has far from disappointed.
Yes.
Tied at two games apiece, heading into the two last games in the weekend portion of the series on Saturday and Sunday. 1-1. Breaking ball outside, good stop by Montero, ranging to his left. It's 2-1. Becerra signed as an international free agent in January of 2022 with a $4.925 million signing bonus. That was the highest of his class and a Nationals record for an international prospect. Just goes to show how highly they thought of Becerra. 2-1. Fastball high. Good stop by Montero once more. It's 3-1. And a walk would score the first run of the night.
Yeah, nowhere to put him. Yeah, third walk in the inning would be tough.
That is how they got the game going yesterday.
True.
In the second. RBI walk from Murphy Staley. Same situation. Two walks and a hit had him loaded.
Yes.
3-1. Fastball high. It walks in a run, and the Fred Nats have taken a 1-0 lead, a five-pitch walk by Becerra.
Yeah, again, three walks is tough, and then just one hit. Here comes Juan Rivera. A little bit, again, uncharacteristic for Matt Duffy. Only had two walks combined between his last two starts.
Juan Rivera having words. Juan Montero joins him. The infield will stay put where they are. And Carter, what's this conversation with Everett Cooper ready to step in?
We're still a pitch away. You know, there's two outs in the inning. Despite the three walks, if you can find a way to get out of the inning trailing just 1-0, I think that's a huge win for the Salem Red Sox, considering how the inning has gone so far. And now you're in the bottom third of the order. And a base hit here for Cooper all of a sudden can make this a 3-0 ball game, if not more. So this is a pretty key AB in this game early on.
So far this year, Matt Duffy has given up 27 hits against lefties, 19 hits against righties, three homers against lefties, one against righties. You see more right-handed batsmen in the league than lefties. And here's Everett Cooper from the left side. Not Duffy's strong suit. First pitch. It's a breaking ball over the heart of the plate for a strike. 0-1. He struck out 22 right-handed batters, 26 left-handed batters. 0-1. Breaking ball hit to the left side of the infield. Diving Zanatello. He has it. Pump fakes, and there's nowhere to go with it. Run scores. Elijah Green crosses home plate. RBI single Everett Cooper. Still two gone in the first. It's 2-0 Fredericksburg.
And more on Matt Duffy. Three walks in a game is the second most that he's had in an outing all year long already. His season high is 4. That was against the Down East Wood Ducks back on June 5th. But except for that one game, Duffy has not walked more than 2 in a contest until tonight.
First pitch is a fastball on the inner half for a strike to Nate Ochoa. 190 hitter, 3 homers, 20 RBI, and the bases have been reloaded with 2 gone. And a 2-0 lead for Fredericksburg here in the top of the first.
And again, only came in with 15. There is action in the Salem bullpen already, by the way, as well.
0-1 from Duffy. Fastball in there. Two strikes on Ochoa.
And when Duffy's on, he's electric. And there's still plenty of time to turn things around in this ballgame. But the two runs here in the first has certainly set the tone for the Fredericksburg Nationals.
Matt Duffy was your opening day starter. here in Salem. Two pitch. This is downstairs. And home plate umpire says Pedro Torres says he went around. Strikes him out, second one of the day. And oh, it's hard to say he got through the jam completely, but he does leave him loaded and gives up just two. We go to the home half of the first after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first on a Saturday night here in Salem. Sox ready to go 1-2-3 for the first time tonight. Nazan Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, and Nelly Taylor Jr. Up for the first time tonight against Travis Staley, the tall righty on the bump out of the University of Texas. For the Nationals, Travis Staley, 12th round pick back in 2023. Grew up in San Antonio, Texas. Played for the home team, so to speak, in the Longhorns. And ready to face off some of the best that the Red Sox have to offer. 1-2-3. First pitch to Nazan. And a fastball misses down and away. It's 1-0. Nazan Zanatello hitting 198 with four homers, 10 RBI. 19-year-old out of St. Louis. Second round pick a year ago for the Red Sox. Eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. 1-0. Fastball hammered the other way. High into the air, right side. Foul territory, and it escapes onto the party deck. 1-1.
Can I say something about Nazan Zanatello?
You can say anything.
You know, we've talked about it the last couple weeks in terms of how big league-like he already is in terms of how he answers questions, how he prepares himself with early work and everything.
1-1. Fastball misses inside. 2-1.
But I think what also gets you excited, and this is a trend for people our age, really, you talk about athletes with aura, if you will. This is Nazan Zanatello.
2-1. Breaking ball down and away. Three balls and a strike for Nazan.
I mean, even watch how you walk up or how he walks up to the plate. He always bat taps the backside of the catcher and the home plate umpire every single time in his first AB.
3-1. Misses inside. And now it's 3-1. What did I miss, in the words of John Sterling? I could have sworn that was ball four.
I missed it as well.
Now we have a payoff pitch, according to the scoreboard, and he fouls it away. It's 3-2.
Also, look, Friends Night, you got on the video board. I don't know what it's a backdrop of.
That's the fountain.
Okay, it's the fountain of Friends.
In the theme song right
okay,
there.
Okay, and then you have the unis photoshopped on each and every individual.
Payoff pitch to Nazan. He swings, rifles it foul, left side. I'm still trying to figure out how we got to a full count.
Let's look. I got the app open up.
Okay.
We also got the back of the unis, too. It's spelled out Friends on top of the numbering, where the last name typically would be.
Payoff pitch. Breaking ball misses high. He works a full count walk, leadoff base runner for the Sox. Well, the home half of the first has started much like the top half of the inning. Murphy Staley walked, Elijah Green walked, Brandon Pimentel loaded it with a base hit. And one more walk and a base hit later. It was a 2-0 lead for the Frednats. They're up 2-0 here in the home half of the first.
Here's Antonio Anderson. Pick off the first. Nizan stands in safely. And back to your point about Nizan's aura, so to speak, Carter, just carries himself like a big leaguer already. I mean, it really is impressive. Mature beyond his years. First pitch, and Anderson eyes up a breaking ball, down it in, 1-0. Switch hitter stands in from the left side. Freshly turned 19-year-old out of Atlanta with a birthday yesterday. 1-0. Fastball misses high and in. Two balls, no strikes. Anderson hitting 152 with four homers. 22 RBI on the year. Family's in town to watch this week for the birthday. 2-0. He lifts it high into the air, left side, foul, into the seats, 2-1. In fact, Dad came up yesterday, and he had a little gift for us, Carter.
Yeah, Antonio Anderson Sr. Yeah, brought up his son's game-worn high school batting gloves, two sets of them, one for each of us, and put a signature on it as well. It was a very, very cool gift.
2-1. Breaking ball misses, down it in, 3-1.
Very thoughtful gift, too, because you absolutely don't have to do that.
Yes. Absolutely.
We're just college kids trying to do our job talking about baseball here each and every night.
Living the dream.
So that was very, very kind, Mr. Anderson.
Staley in the stretch. Now gathers at the belt, offers 3-1. Breaking ball hit right side, down for a base hit. Nizan Zanatello stops at second. The throw into third nearly gets away. It's gobbled up by Ochoa. And still, with nobody out, runners on first and second for the Sox here in the home half of one. What a way to start for Ant.
Yeah, absolutely. Was 0 for 4 yesterday, but for the most part, it's been very, very hot as of late. Big-time RBI double earlier in the series. Hit that ball in a rope out to right. 105 off the barrel of the bat. That's what you like to see if you're a Boston Red Sox fan, because you got Nizan Zanatello and Antonio Anderson reaching to start off the contest, and here's Nelly Taylor Jr.
He goes switch hitting lefty now to affirmative lefty in Nelly Taylor Jr. from the left side. First and second, nobody out, first pitch. And he nearly swings at a breaking ball high and in, called a strike. 0-1.
Well, I wonder after a week full of pitchers' duels if today's the day where we get an 8-7 ball game.
Well, the Sox had 12 hits on Tuesday, part of a 4-0 win. 0-1. Breaking ball downstairs, 1-1.
Just a day they really couldn't scratch across a ton, more so than anything.
Yeah, I mean, the hits were there. A lot of offense left to be desired. Luckily, the pitching was there for the Sox. It didn't matter. 1-1. Breaking ball called a strike in her half, 1-2. Travis Staley. You know, he has not been the most dominant arm on the hill in a room that is full of outstanding starting pitching talent. 1-6 on the year, a 7.93 earned run average, starting 10 games out of the 12 he's appeared in. 1-2. Breaking ball down it in, 2-2. Amassing 34 strikeouts in 42 innings pitched this season. Doesn't walk a ton. Had a lot more walks in April than he has in the months of May and June. 12 in April in just four games. 2-2. Breaking ball in there. Strike three at the knees. One gone.
Really good pitch there by Staley. Just kind of freezing Nelly on the inside corner. 84. Took something off of it in her half. First out of the frame. And now for Fraley. He come up here. Basic could make this a 2-1 game, but also don't want to ground into a double play ball here. And I think if you're Staley, you're looking to induce that ground ball in this situation.
Encarnacion from the right side, 19-year-old out of Santo Domingo, first pitch. It's breaking ball down and away, 1-0. Well, Fraley, the second best batting average on the team behind Brooks Brannan, who is hitting above 300. Encarnacion hitting 263 with 17 ribbies and two homers. 1-0. He swings, knifes it left side, and it's through the legs of Ochoa. Zanatello waved around third. He trips, gets back up, comes in to score. RBI single, Fraley Encarnacion, and they've cut the lead in half. Buckner-esque, if you will.
Yes.
Between the legs.
And that's tough for the Fred Nats.
Are they
going
to call this an error?
That's probably an error. Yeah, they just rolled it knee five on Nate Ochoa. That's tough, though, for Fredericksburg because that was your double play ball.
Yeah.
They should have had the 5-4-3 double play turn. And instead, a run scores, and now you got something cooking here in the first.
So take away the RBI. Here's Marvin Alcantara from the right side. First pitch. He scolds one right side above the party tech. Foul. 0-1.
I think it maybe would have been a little bit tough to turn the DP because he didn't hit it extremely hard. But I think Ochoa was so concerned about starting a 5-4-3 that it just kind of kicked away. Literally. I mean, I think it hit off his foot in between the legs.
0-1. Swung on, lifted, foul. Opposite way again. Two strikes for Alcantara. Anderson at second. Encarnacion at first. It's a 2-1 lead for the Nats here in the home half of one. Both teams have scored in the first inning now. First time we've seen that this week.
Yes, very true.
0-2. Fastball high, 1-2. And now with that sun setting, peeking between a couple of clouds, you have quite the bright shadow kind of cast over the field here.
The entirety of the field, yes, absolutely.
Visibility a little bit tougher. 1-2. He swings, ropes it right side, caught by Pimentel. They double him up as he plants his right foot on first base for out number three. That's just unfortunate. Way too far off the bag was Encarnacion on a liner to the right side, and Pimentel with a double play unassisted. But the Sox grab one after the E5. Zanatello scores, and it's 2-1 Fred Nats. We head to the top of the second after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball. Aaron Sigmund.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of two on a Saturday night here in Salem. 2-1 the Fred Nats on top of the Red Sox with the series tied at two games apiece. Well, the Sox, they're ready to face the bottom of the order already for the first time tonight. Only in the second inning, the nine-hole hitting catcher Ivan Mersey is up first. Then back to the top with Murphy Staley and Elijah Green. Second inning of work for the righty out of Canisius, Matt Duffy. Ivan Mersey making his series debut here against the Red Sox. First ball game he's played so far this week. It's game 5 out of 6. Duffy's ready. Mersey's ready. And the first pitch. He swings and misses in front of a breaking ball. 0-1. I'll tell you what, Carter. A week full of pitchers' duels in which runs have come at a premium. The first inning here, 3 combined runs, and now we're going to get a mound visit between Montero and Duffy, as well as home plate umpire Pedro Torres. 3 combined runs, 2 by Fredericksburg, 1 by Salem, and it lasted 28 minutes.
Looks like everything's okay out on the bump as well.
What do you think they were taking a peek at there?
I'm actually really not sure in that situation.
We had Nathaniel Cruz leave a ball game before throwing a pitch due to blood on his hand. 0-1. Breaking ball outside, 1-1.
I mean, in the big leagues, you'll see some pitch comm issues, but that's not... Don't know if that was exactly what that was down here.
1-1, swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and in. Quickly 1-2. Mersey, the 23-year-old out of Maracay in Venezuela. He's taken just 10 at-bats this season.
batting 100 on the dot. He has one hit. It did score a run. RBI single. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there at the knees. Strike three. One gone in the second. Third strikeout for Duffy.
And a nice start to the second for him. Need that bounce back frame here if you're Matt Duffy. Especially after you get a run offensively. Keep it at a 2-1 contest. And now the second time through for Murphy Staley.
Staley walked his first time. He came around to score. First pitch. Breaking ball in there. Top of the zone for a strike. Nothing and one. Take you back to yesterday. The game started very similarly for the Fred Nats as it did tonight. 0-1. Staley eyes up a breaking ball that misses outside. 1-1. Instead of the first, it was the second inning, but two walks and a hit. Loaded the bases, and then Murphy Staley walked for the RBI. 1-1, breaking ball down and away. Check swing and appeal, and Richie Arredondo says he didn't go. 2-1. Instead of Staley being the one at the plate this time, he was the one standing on third and came across to score. Christian Vaquero looked at a full count walk. 2-1, he swings. Hits it off the hands, popped up, left side of the infield. Underneath it, Antonio Anderson, two steps into foul territory, makes a head-high snag for out number two. Well, Staley went upstairs for the high and tight fastball and just hit it off the thin end of the barrel. Here's Elijah Green. He also walked back in the first inning, part of back-to-back walks to start out the ballgame for the Fred Nats. He digs in from the right side. Elijah Green also came in to score. First pitch. Fastball down and away, 1-0. He came in on Everett Cooper's RBI single. Representing the second run out of two on the scoreboard right now for the Fred Nats. Two gone, nobody on here in the second. They lead it 2-1. 1-0. Fastball misses downstairs, 2-0.
Would be nice to have a 3-up, 3-down frame as well. I think, too, just in terms of pacing as well, we just had, what is that that just flew into our booth?
I don't know if I want to know. 2-0. Swing and a broken bat, left side, gobbled up by Anderson, and he caught it, diving to the left side as spatterings of a broken bat were flying towards him. What
oh
a play.
Oh, gosh. I mean, if he, that would have hit him if if it didn't, like, hit him hard, too, if it wasn't to his left.
Chaos in Salem, and the Sox sit them down 1-2-3 in the second. Fred Nats on top 2-1. We go to the home half of two after this on a Saturday night in the Roanoke Valley.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second on a Saturday night here in Salem. Sox ready to go 6-7-8. Andy Lugo, Daniel McCalvany, and Stanley Tucker for the first time tonight. Andy Lugo playing out in left field this evening, coming off the heels of a 1-for-4 outing, including a hit by pitch and a base hit yesterday. Second inning of work on the bump for Travis Staley. And he brings home the first pitch. Breaking ball misses high, 1-0. Andy Lugo, Carolina League leader in doubles. 21 of them on the year, the 1-0. Breaking ball called a strike.
knee-high, 1-1.
You mentioned Lugo and left today. Again, the defensive versatility for Andy Lugo is as good as it gets on this Salem team.
1-1 hit into the air opposite way. Foul territory into the seats on Friends Night tonight at the ballpark. And, oh, got to pay attention. I wonder if that hit that woman. I think it did. She soaked it on the right shoulder. It's 1-2, a trooper. And you got to pay attention at baseball games, folks. 1-2. He swings, drubs it left side, scooped up by the shortstop, Brown. One step, throw to first is low. Did he beat it? No, he didn't. Out number one.
Yeah, I think she's okay. There's a couple staff members down there checking on her. Saw Anne Marie down there as well.
Yep.
Giving her the thumbs up.
One gone for Daniel McAlvany. Nobody on in the second. 2-1, Fred Nats on top. McAlvany, the designated hitter tonight for the Sox. Just put out a great piece on him earlier today. Did an interview with him playing catch a couple of days back. First pitch, he cranks it left side. Charging ahead, it's Brown once again. The shortstop gathers, three steps. Throw to first is there. Back-to-back 6-3 putouts, two gone. And I guess to put a bow on that sentence, go check it out on the Salem Red Sox social media, whether it's Instagram, Twitter. You can find him at Salem Red Sox. Learn a little bit about Daniel McAlvany. You know, there's so many stars on this team, so it's sometimes fun to talk to the guys that aren't your biggest of names and learn about their backgrounds and where they came from. First pitch hammered the other way, foul by Stanley Tucker. 0-1. Well, I'll tell you what, if my family's listening at home, I think my dad would like this. For whatever reason, my head must have been in the wrong place when I was writing in my scorebook, thinking about going home this weekend, and as the 0-1 misses high and in, it's 1-1. Because I wrote Stanley Tucker in my book as Sean Tucker.
Oh, yes.
Who is a great running back for Syracuse football. 1-1. Breaking ball misses high. 2-1. One of my favorites in recent time. And for whatever reason, I don't know what I was thinking, but I wrote Sean Tucker. Maybe I was thinking about going home next week. 2-1. Fastball hammered left side down the left field line, and it's fair. All the way, one hopping the wall in the corner. Tucker rounding first, stopping at second. A stand-up two-out double for Stanley Tucker.
Oh, and maybe that's what sparks the two-out rally. We've seen this team continue to battle with two outs over the last couple of weeks, and he banged that one off the bottom of the wall. Second hit of the day for Salem, and it goes to Juan Montero. To put a bow on your conversation about the book, we felt it out a little bit closer to first pitch today, so maybe could have been hurrying a little bit more to right, but that's because we were downstairs shooting more of those playing catch interviews all afternoon long.
If you liked what you saw, you got four more coming in the next couple of weeks. Here's Juan Montero from the right side, first pitch. Breaking ball misses down it in, 1-0. We could tease it.
Juan Montero is one of them. Juan Montero is, the conversation was interesting.
He took it in all different directions. Nothing wrong with a rabbit.
No, it was great. It was great.
Truly represented what it's like playing catch and just talking about whatever, I guess. 1-0. He eyes up a breaking ball downstairs, 2-0.
Got Juan Montero, Brooks Brannon. Yep. He's always such a treat.
That we knew that would be a fun one going in, and it didn't disappoint.
Albert Feliz.
Big
Al. That was a very wholesome one.
You got to love Big Al.
And Nellie Taylor.
Nellie Taylor. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch to Montero. He swings, cranks it right side. It's through for a base hit. Stanley Tucker waved around third. The throw home is not in time. Boy, a tied play at the plate. Tie goes to Tucker, and the Sox tie it at two.
Vaquero's got a strong arm. But because the throw was up the first baseline, that allowed Tuck to get in there. If that throw's on the money, he's probably going to be out of the play.
Probably by a mile.
Here's the replay on MILB TV. Juan Montero, every single time he's in there, he comes through. I thought he was safe. It's close.
Well, we go to the top of the order for the Sox with a brand new ball game tied at two. Here's Nizan Zanatello, runner off of first, two gone, and there's that two-out rally you were talking about, Carter. Righty on righty, Staley deals, first pitch, a breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
I mean, I'm saying, like, if that throw is even up the third baseline, he's probably out. But because it was probably about 5-6 steps up the first baseline,
yep,
it took an effort for Mersey to reach back towards the play.
0-1, swing and a tipper into the mitt of Mersey quickly. Two strikes against Zanatello. He walked his first time up, did come around to score. Part of that E5, scored on. Ball put in play by Encarnacion, rolled through the legs of the third baseman Ochoa. Pick off to first. Montero back in there. How about Juan Montero? Only plays like two games a week, three max, and he just continues to come through. RBI triple for Montero in the nine hole in a 4-0 win for the Sox on Tuesday. 0-2. Misses in the dirt, 1-2. Not to mention, right before that, last Sunday, Juan Montero with a three-hit ball game. I mean, he just always kind of forces your hand, right?
Yeah.
For Liam Carroll.
And talked about today, not to spoil too much of that interview.
1-2 to Zanatello. Swing and a miss. Fed him a breaking ball. He bit at it. But the Sox tie it at 2. RBI single, Juan Montero, a play at the plate, and Tucker. Blazing speed around third in there to score. And we're even heading to the third. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third on a Saturday night here in Salem. We're tied at 2 as the Red Sox put up a run in the home half of the second, courtesy RBI single from Juan Montero. Drove in Stanley Tucker after his double. And it evens the ball game at 2 apiece. The Sox out hitting the Frednats 3-2. An error by the Frednats has kept the Sox afloat as well, and Matt Duffy enters now his third inning of work. Ready to go against 3-4-5 in the batting order. Brandon Pimentel, Royce Marquintana, and Marcus Brown all set to dig in. Pimentel, the first baseman from the left side. Best hitter statistically on the team for the Frednats, leads them in batting average at .276. Has 4 home runs and leads the Carolina League with 52 runs batted in. First pitch, he swings, lifts it high into the air towards the gap, shallow left center field, underneath it, diving to make a stop, sliding feet first, Andy Lugo. One gone.
That's a crazy catch there by Andy Lugo, considering how he caught it as well. See the replay on MILB TV. I thought that ball was for sure dropping.
That's outstanding. Across his body, nevertheless, well, sliding feet first, if you're listening. If you're watching on MILB TV, tip of the cap. Here's Royce Marquintana. First pitch. Breaking ball down and away in the count 1-0. One gone at a 2-2 game here in the third. Quintana, a .250 hitter. 3 homers, 28 RBI. 1-0. Fastball outside, 2-0. Quintana flew out to center field his first time up. Had a big opportunity. With the bases loaded, nobody out. Bowser, as they call him. Couldn't quite villainize the Frednats just yet. 2-0. Swing and a miss out in front of a breaking ball. 2-1. You might ask, why do they call him Bowser? And the explanation I was given from the Frednats themselves, because they believe he truly looks like the cartoon character Bowser. 2-1. Fastball hit to the left side of the infield, gobbled up by Zanatello. One step, fired a first in time. Two away. Here's Marcus Brown. Oh, what you got, Carter?
Good start to the inning for Matt Duffy, and he's really responded well since the two runs in the first. Now 5-up, 5-down sets. Bailed out by the Lugo, diving play, and out of the middle of the order once again.
Here's Marcus Brown, breaking ball in there for a strike. Marcus Brown today struck out swinging his first time up. One of three strikeout victims for Matt Duffy. He offers 0-1. Breaking ball just misses inside. Evens it up. Brown, former Big 12 champ out of Oklahoma State. Hitting 248 on the year. 1-1. Fastball handcuffs him. Down it in. 2-1. Nearly hit him, but he almost leaned into it. Two gone, nobody on. Two balls and a strike. Duffy deals. Pitch. Breaking ball in there. High in the zone. 2-2.
I think Matt Duffy's starting to feel it a little bit, too. Just mentioned the 5-up, 5-down, and now a strikeout away from finishing up the frame.
2-2 on the way. Fastball down it in. Fills it up. Duffy has walked three batters so far today. Staley, Green, and Vaquero. He deals the payoff pitch. Fastball swing and a miss. Just tipped into the mitt of Juan Montero. Second strikeout of the night for Marcus Brown. And a fourth for Matt Duffy on the bump. Responds with back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. And the game's tied at 2. Headed to the home half of the third. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third on a Saturday night here in Salem. Game tied at 2 apiece. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings out of Matt Duffy to respond after surrendering three walks and a hit for two runs back in the first. He's been dialed in, and the Sox are starting to hone in offensively as well. A run in the first, one more in the second. Game tied at 2. Stanley Tucker set the table with a two-out double, and Juan Montero hit him home with an RBI single. Electric play at the plate. Tucker was able to beat it, and it tied the game at 2 apiece. 2-3-4 due up for the Sox. Antonio Anderson, Nelly Taylor Jr., and Fraley Encarnacion. The 19-year-old switch hitter is in from the left side, and the first pitch is on the way. Fastball misses way down and away off the right arm of Murphy Staley in the count 1-0. Staley, a fourth-round pick out of the University of Texas, 1-0. Breaking ball hit into the air, left side, falling towards the seats. And sails out of play, 1-1.
Well, now if you're the Red Sox. Gotten a run in each frame. Middle of the order now in the third.
1-1. Fastball taken high, 2-1.
This is one of those, again, where it feels like it may be an 8-7 type game. And it'd be nice to kind of, once again, take control of this one.
2-1. Breaking ball hit left side, down the left field line, falling towards the Red Sox bullpen, and that's where it lands. 2-2. Anderson with one of three Red Sox hits so far today. That came back in the first inning. He was stranded at second. Two balls, two strikes
the 19-year-old out of Atlanta. Here's the pitch. Fastball hit right side, line drive down for a base hit. Leadoff single for Antonio Anderson. And it sets it up for Nellie Taylor Jr. in the three spot.
And now two for two on the day. Two singles for Double A.
Just starting to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. As of late, for Antonio Anderson, really turned it up here at the single A level. Now Nellie Taylor, an opportunity.
Nellie Taylor Jr., you go lefty switch hitter to true lefty. First pitch. And he eyes up a fastball high, 1-0. Sits at third in the league in doubles. Had the lead for quite some time. His own teammate, Andy Lugo, overtook him and soared past him. Pick off to first. Anderson back in there. Gets his right hand back to the base in time. Nobody out. Runner off of first. Nellie Taylor sits at 18 doubles. Lugo now has 21. 1-0. Fastball dances down and away. 2-0. You got Trio of Lynchburg in the mix. He's got 19. Every bit as good as his brother up in the bigs with Milwaukee. 2-0. Fastball chop left side. Foul. 2-1.
Ellie Taylor playing in right field today as well. Mixing it up here in the outfield for the Salem Red Sox. And the outfield defense continues to shine. Stanley Tucker was great in left yesterday. Andy Lugo's been great in left so far today. And you kind of mix and match those guys with Tucker playing center and Taylor back in right.
2-1. Fastball down and in. Three balls and a strike. Ellie Taylor struck out looking his first time up tonight. Got him with that 84-mile-an-hour slider, just kind of frozen at the knee.
Yeah.
3-1, runner dances off of first, doesn't go. Pitch misses outside, first and second for the Sox.
They kind of bluffed halfway down the line, but now a single and a walk to start the inning, and Salem set up big time here in the third. Braylon Encarnacion now, after a day off yesterday, trying to kind of put his imprint on the series.
Sox looking to take the lead here in the third. Game tied at 2. 4 hits for Salem. 2 for Fredericksburg. Fraley Encarnacion digs in from the right side.
We mentioned Fraley and how good he's been throughout the season. He's just 1 for 12 so far in the series. So this would be a nice opportunity for him to come through here. Now if you're Staley and the Frednats, again, you're looking for that double play ball. You're going to try and pitch for a ground ball in this type of situation.
1 for 12 in the series. He's cooled down. First pitch, he scolds one. High into the air, right center field. Shallow. Underneath it, Elijah Green. He's called off by Vaquero, and the right fielder hauls it in for out number one. Runners stay put at first and second. Here's Marvin Alcantara in the five spot.
Yeah, not nearly deep enough for Anderson to tag from second. Now you're going to once again trap the DP. Marvin Alcantara lined into a double play ball back in the first.
Alcantara's been busy this week. Yeah, kind of a crazy play that he lined into. First pitch. Breaking the ball outside, 1-0. So he hit it on a rope to Pimentel. And runners were taken off after the line drive, so then Pimentel able to snatch it out of the air and chase his way to first in time to double him up. 1-0. Breaking ball downstairs, 2-0. And that ended up bringing the inning to a close back in the first. And that was a situation for the Sox with just one out. They had runners on first and second. Much so like this. 2-2 game, bottom of the third. 2-0 to Alcantara, and first Staley steps off. Lansing to second. Readjusts, wipes his brow. Toes the rubber with his right foot. Takes a long look in, swinging his right arm over his left knee. Fastball, crank, left side. Three hops into the glove of Brown. Fired a second there. Back to first in time. The second time tonight, Marvin Alcantara hits into an inning-ending double play with runners on first and second for the Sox. How unlucky is that? We're tied at 2, heading to the fourth. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth in Salem, ready to take you through the middle innings on the play-by-play with the game tied at two. Turn the mic over to Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Thank you, Mr. Giovanni Hader. Appreciate you there. Top half of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia for game five of this six-game set between the Salem Red Sox and the Fredericksburg Nationals. Matt Duffy is back on the bump for his fourth inning of work, and he's responded nicely after a little bit of a shaky first as it goes 6-7-8 in the Fred Nats order. Christian Vaquero, Everett Cooper, and Nate Ochoa, the third baseman. Here's Vaquero from the left side, the switch hitter from Cuba. First pitch from Matt Duffy from the bout. After the long look-in, he'll wind and fire. Swing, get a miss. Count starts at nothing and one. A little fastball right by him. And Vaquero, the starting right fielder, Gio kind of hinted at his story to start the game, and it's a very, very interesting one. 0-1, breaking ball misses low and ahead. Evens up the count at 1-1. We mentioned from Cuba, and the money side of things is incredible. But did end up moving from Cuba to the Dominican Republic late in his baseball development. 1-1, wave and a miss. Beautiful breaking ball, moves the count to 1-2. That's where he learned how to switch hit, and probably is what elevated his game to the next level. 1-2, misses high and away, evens up the count at 2-2. And now a switch hitter in the Nationals organization clocks in as the ninth best prospect in Washington's system. 2-2 from Matt Duffy. Curls and unfurls. He swings and lines it. Left center field coming on Stanley Tucker. And it falls in for a base hit. Leadoff single off the bat of Vaquero. And the Fred Nats are set up here in the fourth.
I think the ability to switch hit is like one of the most impressive things in sport.
I agree with that. Because like, well actually like for you, it actually probably be tougher for me because you, my friend, are a little bit, what's the word, ambidextrous? A little bit.
I mean, like, I played lacrosse with my left hand, right with my left hand, but I throw a football or a baseball or shoot a basketball with my right hand. So I do mix it up, but I still can't imagine. It'd be so foreign to swing a bat the other way.
Throw to first is not in time. Vaquero back in safely. Well, to do it at as high of a level as these guys are doing it, too.
Well, and it's weird. I played lacrosse left-handed, but I'd swing a bat right-handed.
Yes.
Which is bizarre.
That's what you were telling me about. I think it's also, it's ridiculously impressive to switch hit. First, the first pitch from Duffy from the stretch and misses outside. One ball, no strikes.
And the guys that can do it from one side just as good as the other side is even crazier.
How about switch pitching? That kid at Mississippi State,
that
projected first-round draft pick right now, the name is escaping me. 1-0 from the belt, runner off from first. It's a swing and a pop-up, shallow left. Trailing in Andy Lugo, he's there, makes the catch for out number one as Vaquero retreats back to the bag at first.
So could you theoretically throw him on like a Monday and then a Wednesday?
Because see, he goes actually, I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. I do know there's a rule put into place at the major league level. They call it the Pat Vendetti rule. Because he was a switch pitcher, pitched for the Oakland A's a couple years ago. The pitcher has to pick which side. Say they're facing a switch hitter. They have to pick what side they're going to pitch from, I believe. First pitch, breaking ball misses low and outside. Count starts at 1-0. And actually, let me look this up. I don't want to say this incorrectly. The Pat Benedetti rule, okay, was put into place because Pat Benedetti was the first ever switch pitcher to make his debut in Major League Baseball. What now? Wave and a miss. Evens up the count at 1-1. Made his Major League debut in 2015. He actually pitched for the A's, Blue Jays, Mariners, Dodgers, Giants, and Marlins. Okay, here's the rule. I pulled it up. So he had quite a stint in big league ball. 1-1, throw to first, and not in time. All right. Vandetti's rare ambidextrous abilities prompted the Professional Baseball Umpire Corporation, the PBUC, by the way, to issue a new rule for dealing with ambidextrous pitchers, limiting the number of times that a switch pitcher and switch hitter, runner dances off of first, they have him picked off and they throw it into center field. Vaquero moves to third now. He's going to stop there. He darted off of first before the pitch was thrown. Duffy stepped off, and the throw to second sailed way high. That's going to be a stolen base and an E1.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And in a tie game like this, Carter, we've talked about it, with runs coming at a premium this series, you got to find a way for this not to cost you now.
So now the infield draws in. Count is 1-1 on Nita Choa, the third baseman. Off of third, Christian Vaquero. He singled the lead off the frame and moved to third. 1-1, Wyans and fires. Breaking ball, called a strike, outside corner. 1-2.
You know, I won't fully lie. I don't fully understand, and I'm probably going to get ridiculed for this. I don't fully understand the whole infield playing in. You know how often the ball gets through because the infield plays in?
It can. That's the risk of it. 1-2. Misses low and outside, and what a backhanded stop by Juan Montero.
Like, I understand the strategy of it, sure, but at this level, it just seems to cost teams more than it works out for them.
I can get a tad bit surprised by it early in games. Now, late in a ball game, like if we're in the eighth inning right now, absolutely.
Well, yeah, because you can't afford, but there's so much baseball left to be played, and it's like, well, what's a run?
No, I hear you out. I hear you out. Absolutely. 2-2. He swings and tips it foul. At the big league level, it, I don't want to say is less common. I mean, you see it throughout a course of a game. I don't know if you're as willing to do so. In the college game, you certainly are not, because there are so many runs scored.
Well, if you're playing infield normal and you get a ground ball to third, I don't know that the runner goes anyway.
Yeah. 2-2. Breaking ball sails high away. Count fills up at 3-2.
Or anywhere on the left side of the infield. I don't know.
You said you're going to get ridiculed. Stephen Langdon, our video production manager, is already ridiculing you.
Yeah, I know.
Three, two. Vaquero down at third. Wyans fires, misses high and away. And a one-out walk. Well, now you can play the corners in, and the middle infield will probably shift back open for the double play.
And I understand, like, I do get it. 2-2 game, runs have come at a premium. You don't want to let one cross. But it's so hard to make a play on anything put in play when you're playing in like that.
And nowadays, too, is here comes Juan Rivera, the pitching coach. It can't really be fun to play the infield in. Like, if you're an infielder with how hard these guys hit
the
ball.
Yeah, you're trying to protect yourself more than anything.
So a meeting comes together at the top of the bump between Rivera and the entire infield. There is an arm warming up in the Salem bullpen. It appears to be Danny Kerwin. And it is the right-hander out of Ryder. Matt Duffy so far today did have that shaky first, but has settled down since. 3 1/3, 3 hits, 2 runs. They were earned. 4 walks is what ties the season high. That's been the issue after the one-out walk to Ochoa. And 4 strikeouts as well. He has thrown 69 pitches.
I got something for you, Carter.
What's
now,
that?
This is so unrelated, but I think this will still excite you. Everybody's going nuts because Saturday, October 12th, is setting up to be an incredible college football weekend. Okay. You got Ole Miss, LSU, Florida, Tennessee, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, USC, Oklahoma, Texas, right? Best part of it all, Virginia Tech has a bye week.
There you go.
So you'll be free.
Throw to first, not inside. Ivan Mersey is at the dish for the Fredericksburg Nationals. I have to pick a game to go to. I mean, it's weird. You know, you work college football games as we do every single weekend. Your bye week, you'd say maybe you want to take off. No, in years past, I've enjoyed going to games.
Me
different
too.
Places. First pitch, breaking ball caught a strike out of half of the knees.
But with that slate of games on the television, I don't need to leave the couch.
Yeah. You wake up at 9 a.m. for college game day.
Yeah, just imagine the coffee brewing at 8:50 sharp.
See, I'm still snoozing at that point.
Pancakes on the stove. You can smell it, the autumn leaves dropping.
0-1. He swings, lines it up the middle. Caught by Duffy. Flipped to first. There's a double play. OF Jim for 24. And how about that smile? As we move to the home half of the fourth in Salem. Tied at 2 between the Fred Nets and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Oh, tied at 2 between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox as it goes 6-7-8 in the Red Sox order. Andy Lugo, Danny McCalvany, and Stanley Tucker. Travis Staley is back on the bump for his fourth inning of work, yielding just 2 runs so far and a good one. Here in Salem. First pitch, he swings and cranks it. Deep left field, moving back Quintana towards the track, towards the wall, and he made the play, crashing up against the fence for out number one. That's a nice play by Rice Mark Quintana out left, one down.
No doubt about it, and that's a big guy moving on the fly, too. Able to track that thing down. Well hit by Lugo, wanted double number 22 if it got down.
He likes that left field side. He can pull the ball, no doubt. And here's Danny McCalvany, starting designated hitter. He's 0-1 with a bounce out. Demarcus Brown. First pitch winds and fires. He swings and lifts it. Shallow left. Moving in Quintana again. And he makes the catch round number 2.
Well, they're keeping him busy out there in left.
Well, the first one was deep. That one was shallow.
Yeah.
Calling off Marcus Brown. 2-up, 2-down. And here's Stanley Tucker. By the way, it's the Fishwick fourth inning. So get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitem, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. Fishwick & Associates, lawyers for the people. First pitch to Stanley Tucker, and he sees one low and outside for a ball. As the count starts at 1-0.
Poor Tucker did not get any time for practice hacks in the
on-base
circle.
Double the first time up, 1-0. Misses high and in. Moves the count to 2-0. One opted off of the left field wall down the line. And it set up Juan Montero's RBI single to tie the game at 2. That was back in the second. 2-0, kicks Indios. High and inside it goes. Runs the count to 3-0. Just in case, Montero awaits in the on-deck circle. Tucker with a homer and 14 ribbies on the year. Tonight, starting center field. 3-0. Taking low and inside for ball 4. And a 4-pitch, 2-out walk. Well, the 2-out rallies have been one of the stories for the Salem Red Sox. And what occurred in the second between Tucker and Montero all occurred with two outs. And here's another opportunity as Montero digs in from the right side. Had the rabies single through the right side back in the second. Starting catcher out of Puerto Rico, and the throw to first is not inside. Talked about watching the World Baseball Classic 2 years ago in 2022 during our pregame interview, saying that the whole entire territory, if you will, was growing their hair out because of what the team was doing. First pitch, runner off from first, misses outside, throw to second, not in time. Stolen base, Stanley Tucker, and the count's 1-0.
Well, now you really want to try and deliver, right? Because Tucker's probably scoring from second.
Probably so, with the speed he has. But talked about all of Puerto Rico emulated that World Baseball Classic team that grew their hair out, dyed it blonde. And Juan Montero says he's trying to grow his hair out again to do something similar to 2022. 1-0, he swings and chops it foul third base side. Evens up the count at 1-1. Stanley Tucker off a second after the walk and the stolen bat. That's what's so dangerous about him when he gets on. Because if you walk him, it easily can turn into a double with his speed. Top of the order, Nizan Zanatello's in the on-deck circle. Travis Staley so far today, 3 2/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 was earned, 3 walks and 2 strikeouts. 1-1 from the belt. He swings and chops it left side. Brown on 3 hops, gloves, throws across to first, and it's in time for out number 3. So Montero retired on the 6-3, and to the 5th we go in safe. Tied at 2 between the Fred Nats and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 5th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Got a good one here at Southwest VA as the Fredericksburg Nationals and Salem Red Sox are all tied up at 2. Alongside Giovanni Hunter, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. Matt Duffy is back on the bump for his 5th inning of work so far today. 4 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs. They were earned. 4 walks and 4 strikeouts. He's thrown 71 pitches. Top of the lineup for the Fred Nats. Third time through for Duffy as it goes Murphy Staley, Elijah Green, and Brandon Pimentel, the first baseman. Staley from the right side is 0-for-1. A walk and a pop-up. The rehabber from High A Wilmington digs in from the right side. First pitch from Matt Duffy from the bound after the long looking. He'll get ready and he'll wind and fire. And it's called a strike. Top of the zone, outside corner. The count starts at 0-1. All right, Mr. Heater, so got a couple things here.
Sure.
First off, around baseball, we talk about this guy all the time, driving back and forth. 0-1, he swings and misses. Tipped it, by the way, off the hand of Juan Montero. Who's the count to 0-2. We talk about this guy all the time. Not in the Red Sox organization. Driving back and forth between Salem and Blacksburg. So Ellie De La Cruz, by the way, the Reds are playing... Let's see, they're playing, it looks like the Giants in Cincinnati. Phone's all fogged up on me. We'll get to that in just a second. By the way, though, Ellie De La Cruz stole his 40th bag, 0-2. Breaking ball, check swing, he did not go around. Moves the count to 1-2. Can you read that logo?
That is, it's like a City Connect type logo. It's the Cardinals.
Cardinals, okay. So they're playing the Cardinals up in Cincinnati. Ellie De La Cruz, 1-2. breaking ball just misses low and outside. Evens up the count at 2-2. He just stole his 40th bag of the season before July even hits.
That's nuts.
Ellie Mania, if you will, up at the Queen City. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him strike three. Got him with the slider. And that's Duffy's fifth strikeout of the day. There's one down.
Yeah, he's really honed back in after giving up those two runs on three walks and one hit in the first inning. After that, 1-2-3 innings in the second and third. Hitting a walk, but got out of it with that double play in the fourth. And it's been kind of dialed back in a little bit.
Here's Elijah Green from the right side. First pitch misses high and inside. Count starts at a ball and no strikes. You know, Elijah Green was the fifth overall pick 2 years ago, but something that somebody reminded me of yesterday when I described where he was selected, and this is local to the area in Southwest VA, is the 1-0 is a breaking ball called a strike outside corner. He evens up the count at 1-1. Elijah Green, and this is something that will mean something to the two of us, he was picked four picks in front of now Kansas City Royal farmhand as the 1-1 is called a strike inside corner. One ball, two strikes.
Gavin Cross. Yeah.
Gavin Cross at Virginia Tech was picked ninth overall in 22. Teammates with, or actually rather, they missed each other by a year. Anthony Arguelles transferred in the next year. But Gavin Cross out of Virginia Tech just down the road. Ninth overall pick in 2022 to the Kansas City Royals. Elijah Green, four picks prior, as the fifth overall selection. One ball, two strikes. He winds and fires. He swings and lifts it right center. Moving back Nelly Taylor towards the track, towards the wall, and that ball is gone. Number six for Elijah Green. And the Fred Nats now take the 3-2 lead.
He's starting to figure it out a little bit this week, the last couple of days.
Just went the other way with the pitch. It leaves the yard. And Fredericksburg has a 3-2 advantage.
They got a home run hat. Fred Nats.
Oh, yes, they do. 107 off the bat. It was 392 out to right center field. Here's Brandon Pimentel from the left side. First pitch. Sails low and in. One ball, no strikes. 1-for-2 day for Pimentel. Single and a pop-up in foul ground to Andy Lugo. Four hits for each side here in the top of the fifth. 1-0. He swings and rips it. Right field in deep. That ball is going to be way out of here. Back to back for the Fred Nats. And they lead it 4-2.
Well, this game just turned in a hurry.
108 off the bat. 397. And for the first time all year here in Salem, the opponent goes back-to-back against the Red Sox. And that was a loud sound. Both of them were.
Yes. And you wonder how much longer Duffy goes now. Action in the Sox bullpen. Is the inning his? Still just one out.
Danny Kerwin continues to loosen up as Juan Montero comes out to have a conversation. Matt Duffy with 82 pitches as well. I believe, without the numbers in front of me, that is a season high.
I think you're right. But I'll fact check it.
Yeah, give me a fact check on that one. Here's the replay on MILB TV. Elijah Green going the opposite way. And then Brandon Pimentel. 4-2, the Fred Nats on top. Here's Royce Marquintana from the right side. He's 0-for-2, a bounce out and a fly out. First pitch kicks and deals, and he swings and crushes it. Deep left field, back to back to back home runs.
I've never seen that before. Especially not at this ballpark. Wow.
Andy Lugo didn't even turn around. And it's now a 5-2 ball game.
Yeah, he hit that 429 feet. 110 off the bat.
And that will do it for Matt Duffy. As Liam Carroll comes out of the third base dugout. And that's a tough one for him. He pitched a fairly solid ball game after settling down after the first, but the Fred Nats certainly got to him here in the fifth.
Wow.
Well, Salem goes to the bullpen. Danny Kerwin takes over. We'll tell you about the new right-hander when we return. But for now, we'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, cue Joker and the Thief, because Danny Kerwin is the new pitcher on the bump for the Salem Red Sox, trailing 5-2 against the Fredericksburg Nationals after Elijah Green, Brandon Pimento, and Royce Marquintana all take Matt Duffy back to back to back. Three straight homers for the first time this season against the Red Sox. And here's the replay of Quintana's Bowser, as they call him. Booms it out to left center field, and Fredericksburg with a three-run advantage. Here's Marcus Brown from the left side. He's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. First pitch from Danny Kerwin. Rocks and fires, and it's called a strike. Outside corner at the knees, and the count starts at 0-1. Four-seam fastball, cutter, sinker, sweeper, and the changeup for Danny Kerwin at a Rider University. 0-1 kicks and deals. Sails high and away, and it evens up the count at 1-1.
It's one thing to hit back-to-back-to-back home runs, but to do it in this ballpark is even wilder.
And the only one that you thought had a chance to stay in was Elijah Green's.
1-1.
He swings and drops it right side. Charging in Alcantara. Gloves, throws to first, and there's out number two.
Well, there will not be four consecutive.
There's Christian Vaquero with two down. Yeah, Elijah Green was, I thought it was gone, but it was not going to shock me if it hit off the top of the wall.
Sure.
The other two were, especially Royce Marquintana, were absolutely destroyed.
429, 110 off the bat.
First pitch to Vaquero, and he takes a strike, outer half at the knees. Scout starts at 0-1. Danny Kerwin's numbers on the season. Been pretty good for the Red Sox. 2-0, a 4.33 ERA. A 1. He swings and lifts it. Straightaway center. Trailing in Stanley Tucker to his left. Makes the head-eye catch for out number three. But the damage is done. Back-to-back-to-back homers for the Fred Nats. And they now lead it 5-2 as we move to the home half of the fifth. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your K9 companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 5-2, the Fredericksburg Nationals on top of the Salem Red Sox in game five of this six-game set. Top of the order for the Red Sox, 1-2-3. Nizan Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, Nellie Taylor Jr. First pitch from Staley, rocks and fires. He swings, grounds at third base side. On the back end, Ochoa throws across to first, and there's out number one.
Seen a lot of first pitch swinging for the Sox and quick outs.
5-3 put out, and here's Antonio Anderson, who's 2-for-2 with two singles. By the way, donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. Travis Staley on the bump for his fifth inning of work has a three-run lead. First pitch to Anderson, waves and misses, and the count starts at nothing and one. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs, as this one is grounded left side on a Hoppy's Marcus Brown, the third of first, is well in time for out number two. 6-3 put out, and here's Nellie Taylor Jr. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. Again, that's freedomplasma.com or call 540-767-0064. First pitch, rocks and fires. Breaking ball misses low and in. And the count starts at 1-0. 0-for-1 day for Nelly. A strikeout and a walk. Fraley Encarnacion in the on-deck circle. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Through a changeup, evens up the count at 1-1. Well, Travis Staley, with another out, will be in line for the victory. For the Fredericksburg Nationals, 4 2/3. 1-1, he swings and rips it into right center. Moving back Elijah Green towards the track, towards the wall, and he makes the basket-style catch for out number three. Nelly gave it a ride, but instead a 3-up, 3-down frame for the Red Sox as we move to the 6th in Salem. 5-2, the Fred Nats on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top six here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 5-2, the Fredericksburg Nationals on top of the Salem Red Sox in game five of the six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Saturday evening. 7-8-9 to go in the Fred Nats order. Everett Cooper III, Nate Ochoa, and Ivan Morza, the starting catcher. Danny Kerwin is back on the bump for his second inning of work. He relieved Matt Duffy, who came out of the contest after yielding back-to-back home runs. Elijah Green, Brandon Pimentel, and Royce Marquintana, the left fielder. Here's Cooper from the left side. 188 average, no homers and 9 ribbies. 1-for-2 on the day. First pitch from Kerwin. Rocks and fires. First pitch called a strike. Outer half of the knees. And the count starts at nothing and 1. 6 hits for the Fred Nats. 4 for the Salem Red Sox. Still plenty of time to work with. Sox trail by 3. 0-1 from the mound. Misses high and away on the fastball. Evens up the count at 1-1. All right, Mr. Heater.
What's here?
It is Friends Night here at the ballpark.
Indeed.
It
indeed.
Is time to quiz you.
All right.
On the Friends television show. 1-1. Wave and a miss. 1-2.
I'll preface it by saying I'm a big Friends fan.
Okay.
It's kind of, it's my comfort
show. Well, I haven't seen a single
episode. What is your comfort show?
The Office, probably.
The Office.
Similar show from a comedic standpoint, but not at the same time, if you get what I mean.
Yeah. A similar cultural phenomenon.
Sure. 1-2, rocks and fires. Misses low and outside in the dirt. Evens up the count of 2-2. All right, to preface it, this is a BuzzFeed trivia.
Okay.
100, now we're not going to do all of these, but 193
sure.
trivia questions. We got plenty to get to. 2-2, he swings, lines it foul, third base side. Cooper stays alive. Okay. Let's see if we can pull up. All right, here we go. Don't look.
All right, I'm not.
Who said it? Quote. Oh, I wish I could, but I don't want to. Let me preface it with this, too. If any of these are bad jokes in a bad way, I don't know the context. 2-2, swing and a miss. Got him strike 3.
True. If anything's inappropriate, Clark doesn't know.
I don't know. I have not seen. Because I read that quote, and I just had that thought cross my
mind. I'm going to guess Chandler.
Phoebe.
Yeah, that was my second guess. Yeah.
What is Joey's agent's name?
Joey's agent.
Here's a picture if that helps you out.
Yeah, what the heck is? Oh, I know exactly what she looks like. What is her name? His agent.
First pitch to Ochoa. Dances low and in. Count starts at 1-0.
It's going to bother me as soon as you say it. It's not like Louisa.
Estelle?
Estelle, that's what it is. Sure.
1-0. Misses low and in. 2 balls, no strikes. Who said it? Quote. I mean, sure, I have my bad days. But then I remember what a cute smile I have. 2-0, winds and fires. Swing, get a miss. 2-1.
I'm going to go with Ross.
Chandler. This should be easy for you. How many seasons of Friends were there in total?
There are 9 seasons.
10 seasons.
Oh, they did, yeah, the 10th season.
2-1. Misses load away. Moves the count to 3-1. Do you know what year the final episode of the show aired in?
2004.
May 6, 2004.
94-04.
3-1, Danny Kerwin. At the belt, curls and unfurls. Swing, get a miss. Scout runs full.
What a time to be alive. The curse of the Bambino is broken. The Sox beat the Yankees, and Friends aired its last episode.
In the series finale, where do Chandler and Monica decide to move to start a new life with their adopted twins?
The suburbs.
Of where? The suburbs is a very generic word.
Yeah,
Mr.
I know. That's the point of it. They're moving out of the city.
3-2 is fisted foul down the right field.
Are there options?
Well, there is a specific city.
A specific city?
You're about to drive through it on Monday.
Yeah.
New York.
New York City.
Westchester.
Westchester, yeah.
3 balls, 2 strikes. He swings and rips it. Straight away center. Charging in Stanley Tucker on the run. Is there and makes the catch for out number 2.
What else you got?
Let's see. Ivan Mirza, by the way, is the starting catcher. Stands up on the right side now with 2 down here in the 6th. Sox trail 5-2. What are the names of Joey's sisters?
The names of all 7 of them?
Well, there are 4, if that helps you out. According to this BuzzFeed.
I was going to say, we did a Friends trivia earlier and there were 7.
First pitch is misses low and away. Just misses at the knees. Count starts at 1-0.
I'm not going to get this.
Gina.
Gina. That makes
Mary
sense. They're
Angela,
all Italian. Definitely
Mary
all Italian.
Therese, maybe? And Veronica.
There you go.
1-0, rocks and fires. Dances high inside. As Morza moves out of the way. 2 balls, no strikes. What stuffed animal does Joey own?
Well, he's got multiple because he has a Cabbage Patch Kid, and then of course Emma has the one that Joey wants as well.
2-0 misses low and inside, but fastball at the knees, and it moves the count to 3-0.
But I'm gonna go with the penguin. I thought that was Emma's, to be honest.
All right, a penguin was the correct choice we were looking for.
Okay.
3-0 Lions and fires, and it's called a strike outside corner at the belt. 3 balls and a strike. What is the name of Phoebe's very enthusiastic date, played by Alec Baldwin?
Got me. These are ultra-specific. These are not even, like, plot points.
Pitch misses low and outside. A 5-pitch walk with 2 down, and back to the top we go for Murphy Stalen. Well, his name was Parker. Also a great barbecue place down in North Carolina.
There you go.
I wonder if there's... See, I wouldn't know what's easy and hard.
Sure.
What name does Chandler's coworker call him? First pitch to Murphy Staley. And the righty winds and fires. This is high and outside.
Is it Toby?
It is Toby.
There you go.
It is Toby. What is the name of Chandler's ex-roommate who was phased out of the group?
Benny.
1-0. He swings and rips it down the left field line. Foul. Evens up the count of 1-1.
I think it's Kip.
It is
Kip. Benny was the guy that moved in for a minute, though, when Joey moved out. But he was just, like, a crazy guy.
I don't know if it's easy or hard. I can't imagine you're going to get this one based on how long and confusing the question is. What is the name of Ross's second wife's father? That's pretty in detail there.
So, second wife was Emily.
Uh-huh.
Out of the three, by the way.
1-1, rocks and fires, and it sails low to away.
Three divorces for Ross.
Three divorces.
Three
Ross
divorces
is not a very loyal
Ross.
Gentleman.
Yeah, like. Well, Carol wasn't his fault. And then Emily, he said the wrong name at the altar, and then he ended up marrying Rachel on a fun night
in
Vegas.
Oh, no. 2-1. He swings and chops it foul, third base side.
I have no idea what Emily's dad's name is.
Stephen Waltham.
Interesting.
Let's see. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Top of the 6th in Salem. Fredericksburg on top, 5-2. Mercy's off of first. And the 2-2 to Murphy Staley. He kicks and deals. Breaking ball low and away, and the count runs full. So that releases Mercy off of first, as he'll be running on the 3-2 pitch, and Staley once again will step back in. Just in case, Elijah Green's on deck. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. He winds and fires. Swing and a tipper into the mid of Montero, and there's strike 3. Number 2 for Danny Kerwin, and it helps escape the jam. To the home half of the 6th, we go in Salem. 5-2, the Fred Nats on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the 6th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 5-2, the Fredericksburg Nationals on top of the Salem Red Sox in Game 5 of this 6-game set. Alongside Giovanni Hiedercarter, he'll on behalf of the Salem Sox. so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Saturday evening. Well, Travis Staley's day is done. Kevin Rodriguez is the new pitcher on the bump for the Frednans. Comes in with a 4-1 record, a 4.10 ERA. 23rd appearance. Does have a save. 37 and a third innings pitched. 28 strikeouts to 16 walks. First pitch to Fraley Encarnacion. He swings and misses. And the count starts at nothing and one. 4-5-6 to go. Seeing the Salem Sox order. Encarnacion, Marvin Alcantara, Andy Lugo. 0-1 from the bat. Breaking ball called a strike outside corner. Quickly 0-2. Staley's final line. 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs. One was earned, I should say. 3 walks and 2 strikeouts. The season ERA is down to 7.28. Needless to say, the Frednats got what they needed out of him. 0-2. He swings and smacks it third base side. It's fair for a base hit. Pass the dive in Ochoa. It goes into the corner. Encarnacion going to second, motoring towards third. He pumps the brakes there. And he's got a leadoff double here in the sixth.
Big time. See if that can inject some life into the offense that's been quiet, Carter. Sat down 1-2-3 in the fifth and retired in 4 in both the third and the fourth. So hopefully this can get the bats going.
Brings up Marvin Alcantara now. The Sox still trail it by 3. That was their 5th hit of the day. The Frednats have 6. And Alcantara stands in 0-for-2 after hitting into 2 double play balls. One was a line out to first. The other the casual 6-4-3. We are going to continue some Friends trivia for just another half inning. As the Red Sox look to try and cut into the deficit. And here's the first pitch to Marv. Righty on righty matchup, kicks and deals. Misses in the dirt, and the count starts at 1-0. All right, we've actually shifted to a different trivia set. This is on parade.com. All right. You should know this one considering how you answered another one. How many times did Ross get divorced as he swings and misses at the 1-0, evens up the count at 1-1?
He's gotten divorced 3 times.
3 times. Rachel got a job with which company in Paris?
Ralph Lauren.
Louis Vuitton.
Oh, okay.
Good for Rachel. Great company. 1-1 from the bat. And he swings and smacks it up the middle. Charging Cooper. He fields on the back end. Throws to first. And there's out number one as Fraley moves to third. But a nice play as there's a 4-3 put out. And here's Andy Lugo with one down.
Well, you just got to chip away here. Puts a runner 90 feet out.
All right, what was the occupation of Rachel's fiancé, Barry Farber?
He was an orthodontist.
He was indeed an orthodontist. First pitch to Lugo, rocks and fires, and it's called a strike. Right at the knees, and the count starts at nothing and one. Which Sprouse brother played Ross's son, Ben? 0-1. Misses low and away. Evens up the count at 1-1.
Trick question. Both of them did.
The answer I have is Cole.
Okay. I thought both of them did. But they're twins, so.
Twins in the show.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, no. Like.
1-1. He swings and pops it up foul. First base side. Moves the count to 1-2.
I thought most of the time when they were little that one of them were in a show. Because they were, like, really little and, like, barely talked.
What is the name of Phoebe's twin sister?
Ursula.
Ursula.
See, this is a better quiz.
Sounds like a Disney character.
It's the
1-2. He swings and rips it foul down the right field line. Lugo stays alive.
It's the evil woman in
Little Mermaid?
The Little Mermaid.
Okay. Haven't seen The Little Mermaid, actually.
What?
I really haven't.
You are uncultured.
Sorry.
No Friends and no Little Mermaid?
1-2. He swings and pops it up foul. First base side. Lugo spoils it again.
I guess you grew up in a house of boys, right? You have a younger brother. I grew up, I mean, I'm the oldest, right? But I had a cousin, and we're the first two cousins, and we're both the same age, and she obviously is a girl. And then I have a younger sister, so naturally between those two.
1-2. He swings and tips it foul. Lugo once again fights another pitch off.
I think whether I liked it or not, I've seen every princess movie out there.
That's a fair point.
You know?
I saw my fair share of Disney, just not that one.
Okay.
Off a third, Encarnacion. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball misses Hayden. Evens up the count at 2-2.
So you're more of a Beauty and the Beast kind of guy.
Never saw that one either.
Oh,
I saw like the Jungle Book and the Lion King.
Yeah, so you haven't seen the Princess movies.
I never saw Cinderella either.
Okay, yeah, you haven't seen the Princess movies.
2-2. From the belt. He swings, grounds it up the middle, off the mound. Cooper comes in, fields on the back end, throw to first, and what a play for out number two. But a run to score, and it's now 5-3. RBI, though, for Lugo.
Yeah.
And here's Daniel McKelvany, the designated hitter.
That was a heck of a play by Cooper. Back-to-back 4-3 putouts. Start over again for McKelvany, but brings the Sox within two. Just chip away here.
Ross and Rachel's wedding dinner was held where in Vegas?
Wedding dinner?
Wedding dinner. McKelvany's 0-2. First pitch, kicks and deals. Called a strike outside corner at the knees. Nothing in one.
Wedding dinner.
It's a chain restaurant.
Yeah. Give me like a hint.
Pizza place.
Pizza Hut.
0-1. Breaking ball misses low and outside. Evens up the count at 1-1. It was a Pizza Hut. By the way, this broadcast not sponsored by Pizza Hut, by the way. Just want to throw that out there.
There you go.
1-1 winds and fires. In the dirt it goes.
It is, however, brought to you by Mac and Bob's.
And Freedom Plasma and Fishwick and Associates.
True.
Lawyers for the people. We have a whole fifth inning, or fourth inning, rather.
True.
What was the name of Ross's pet monkey?
Marcel.
2-1. Breaking ball, called a strike inside court.
I like this quiz a lot better.
All right, we're going to skip that question.
Oh, boy.
What is the name of Joey Stuffed Penguin? 2-2. Swing, get a miss. He got him, strike three. I'm going to let you answer this one. I'm going to give you a hint. It rhymes with Muggsy. It actually rhymes with Muggsy, the mascot here in Salem. I kid you not.
Bugsy?
Hugsy.
Hugsy? Snugsy?
Hugsy. You did pretty well.
All right.
To the seventh we go in Salem. Sox get a run, but they trail 5-3. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 5-3, the Salem Sox trail the Fredericksburg Nationals here in Game 5 of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Saturday evening. 2-3-4 goes in the Fred Nats order. Elijah Green, Brandon Pimentel, and Royce Marquintana. And this three right here really is the reason why the Fredericksburg Nationals lead 5-3. Danny Kerwin is back on the bump for inning number 3 of work. His first pitch as he winds and fires is taken for a strike inside corner. And the count starts at nothing at one. Green, Pimentel, and Quintana went back-to-back-to-back. All three homers back in the fifth. 0-1 from the belt. He swings and tips it foul, first base side. Quickly 0-2. Made it a 5-2 ball game. The Red Sox got one in the home half of the sixth on the Andy Lugo RBI groundout. But what a play by Everett Cooper up the middle as it bounced off the top of the mound. Charging in, had to backhand it, and made the throw to first. Green is 1-for-2. The homer, a line out, and also walked back in the first. Matt Duffy got the start. Danny Kerwin now on the hill. 0-2, Roczen fires. He swings and lines it foul down the first baseline. Green stays alive. Former fifth overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft. Sixth best prospect in the Nationals organization. 0-2 from the belt. He swings and pops it up. First base side, it will falter foul though. And Green once again spoils it and stays alive. The Red Sox and the Fred Nets have split the first four games of this series. Salem 4-0 winners on Tuesday. The Fred Nets won 4-2 on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, Salem 4-0 victors. Last night, Fredericksburg won it 6-1. 0-2, misses load away. Moves the count to 1-2. Game 6 is tomorrow at 3.05 p.m. for the series finale to wrap up this 12-game homestand, a season long for the Salem Red Sox. 1-2, kicks and deals. He swings and rips it. Down the right field line, and that ball is going to leave the yard. Second of the day for Elijah Green. As good as advertised. And it's now 6-3.
Yep, crank that bad boy. Hit it the other way again.
Yes.
Again. 109 off the bat, 401 feet, and that's a fastball that just, to be blunt, caught way too much of the plate. I mean, he left it dead center.
So Green homers for the second time today. That's number 7 for him on the season. And here's Brandon Pimentel, the first baseman. Again, this group went back to back to back, back in the Fed. Really, all of them have been no doubters. First pitch from Kerwin, Roczen fires, swing, get a miss. Scout starts at nothing and one. Well, immediately, Fredericksburg gets that run back, which is a backbreaker for the Salem Red Sox.
Yes.
No balls and a strike. He kicks and deals. He swings and tips it foul. Back to the screen. No balls, two strikes. Pimentel again leads the Carolina League in RBIs with 53. 2-for-3 today. A single, fly out, and the solo shot. 0-2. Swing. Get a miss. He got him. Strike three. Got him with the slider down and in. And there's one down for Rice Mark Quintana. Quintana's 1-for-3. Flew out to Stanley Tucker. Bounced out in the third. And he homered in the fifth. No doubter to laugh. First pitch from Danny Kerwin. Swing. Get a miss. Count starts at nothing and one. 7 hits on the day for the Fred Nets. 5 for the Salem Red Sox. Fredericksburg with 2 in the first. The Sox 1 in the home half. 0-1. He swings and pops it up foul down the first base line. And it's quickly nothing and 2. Then the Sox got 1 in the home half of the second on a Juan Montero RBA single. That's where we remained until the fifth, when the back-to-back-to-back homers made it 5-2. Andy Lugo's RBI ground out made it a 5-3 game, and then Green goes yard again here in the seventh. 0-2. Called strike three outside corner. Frozen with the fastball, and Quintana knew it. Back-to-back Ks, and there's two down.
It's big. You give up the homer, but you're bouncing back. And still a three-run game. Still in this thing if you can get something going offensively.
So 9 outs to work with, but first you got to retire Marcus Brown, starting shortstop. 0-for-3 with 2 Ks. First pitch, he swings and drubs it down the first baseline, charging Encarnacion, steps on first, and there's out number 3. But the Fred Nets get another run. Elijah Green, solo shot. And it's stretch time in Salem as we move to the home half of the seventh. The Sox trail 6-3. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long?
Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-3, the Fredericksburg Nationals on top of the Salem Red Sox in game five of this six-game set. Well, we just finished tossing some t-shirts here at the yard, and today was a pretty on-target day here on the third floor.
I'm just glad it got to the little guy I wanted it to get to, and now he's up here waving.
Oh, nice.
I was a little off target on the first one, went a little to the left, someone else got it, and then I went back to him. Ended up getting it to him, so it's all good. They're sitting in the second row, so it's a little bit of a hurl.
You had to curl and unfurl, if you will. 8-9-1 goes in the Red Sox order. Stanley Tucker, Juan Montero, Nazan Zanatello. First pitch, he swings and tips foul. Back behind home plate, and the count starts at nothing and one. Stanley Tucker, 1-for-1 today. Doubled off the bottom of the wall and walked back in the fourth. Rodriguez back on the bump, 0-1. Breaking ball misses low and away. Evens up the count of 1-1. Yeah, Kevin Rodriguez, an inning of one-run ball so far. A hit. The run was earned. A strikeout and no walks. Relieving Travis Staley. 1-1. Check swing on the breaking ball. Did he go? And no, he didn't, according to Richie Arredondo, our field umpire. Moves the count to 2-1. Sox trail at 6-3, 9 outs to work with. Trying to erase this 3-run deficit. 2 balls and a strike. From the belt, kicks and deals. He swings, rips it into left. It's down for a base hit. Stanley Tucker, 2-for-2 on the day. And here's Juan Montero. Well, if Stanley Tucker can get hot, watch out. Very capable bat in the Red Sox lineup. And here's Juan Montero. 1-for-2 on the day, a single to bounce out. I was back in the fourth. Off of first is Tucker. Rodriguez from the belt. Here's his first pitch. He swings, grounds it left side. Brown on a hop, throws to second for one. On to first, it sails high. And it's on in time. As Pimento did hold the bag, but Montero beats it out. Fielder's choice, and back to the top we go for Nazan Zanatello. So the leading runner in Tucker erased. And here's Nazan. 0-for-2, a walk, a bounce out, and a strikeout. Eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Second round pick from a season ago. First pitch curls and unfurls. Breaking ball misses high and away. And the count starts at 1-0. 7 hits for the Fred Nats, 6 for the Salem Red Sox. Stanley Tucker with 2. Juan Montero with 1. 1-0. Breaking ball misses low and in. 2 balls, no strikes. Fraley Encarnacion is a double. And Antonio Anderson has the other 2. Antonio Anderson, by the way, is on deck. Strong start and a strong spot in this Red Sox order. 2-0 kicks and deals. In the dirt it goes, and it's quickly 3-0. Man, if you can get Nazan on base and bring Antonio up as the tying run, I think that's all you can ask for if you're Liam Carroll and crew. Single fielder's choice, and now Nazan facing a 3-0 count. Kevin Rodriguez on the bump. Kicks and deals. Called a strike outside corner of the knees. 3 balls and a strike. Zanatello, Anderson, Nellie Taylor. 1, 2, 3 in the order. You don't have to get all three back, but you do want to chip away with an opportunity in the seventh. Throw to first and barely back in safely, Juan Montero. We'll reset. Zanatello's average back beneath 200, but again, has figured things out the last couple of weeks, was starting to get hot. Middle of the homestand, 3-1. Misses low and away, and there's ball four. 5-pitch walk, and all of a sudden, first and second, one down for Antonio Anderson. And we're going to get a quick meeting at the mound now. As it looks like the Fred Nats will go to the bullpen. As Jake Lowry, the third-year manager, will take the ball from the right hand to Rodriguez. And the Fred Nats will go to the pen to face Anderson. First and second, one down. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. And the Red Sox got a little bit of a threat going. First and second, one down, trailing 6-3 as Fredericksburg turns to the pen for the second time today. And the right-hander Moses Diaz will toe the rubber on for his second appearance of the series. Last worked on Tuesday, an inning of scoreless ball and an eventual loss for the Fred Nats over the Salem Red Sox, gave up two hits in the contest. 22nd appearance overall, 3-1 record, a 2.27 ERA, 35 and two-thirds innings pitched, 21 strikeouts to 10 walks. Here's Anderson, first pitch, and he sees a strike outside corner. Count starts to nothing and one. Juan Montero's down at second after the fielder's choice. Nizan Zanatello, after the one-out walk, is down at first. And time is called as Diaz needs a new ball.
You know, it could be a situation here, too, Carter, of bring him in to face a lefty.
Yeah.
Anderson, switch hitter from the left side.
2-for-3 day for Anderson. Two singles and a bounce out. 0-1 from the belt. He swings and pops it up down the left field line. It falters foul, and it's quickly nothing and two. A strikeout would be massive. Diaz also hoping to spin the double play ball. Nellie Taylor Jr. is on deck. No balls, two strikes. Sox trail it by three. And he winds and fires. He swings and ropes it foul, third base side. Anderson stays alive.
I mean, you are one swing away from tying the game.
True, tie and run at the play. Anderson with four homers on the year, 22 RBIs. No balls, two strikes. He winds and fires. And it just misses low and outside. Went fastball. No appeal.
It's the right call.
To Richie Arredondo, but he clearly did not go. He barely moved the bat off of his shoulder.
Yeah. It was more just the location of the pitch.
One ball, two strikes. Diaz kicks and deals. He swings and lifts it foul down the left field line. Anderson spoils it once again. Starting third baseman for the Red Sox is coming to his own over the last week and a half or so. 1-2 from the belt. He kicks and deals. He swings and tips it foul, third base side. Anderson continuing to fight it off.
Biggest AB of the game right now.
Likely
for
so.
The Sox. Either get some momentum going or kind of fizzle out.
One ball, two strikes. He winds and fires, and it misses high and away. Evens up the count at 2-2.
One thing about Antonio Anderson, Carter, one of the best eyes in the league, especially for
yes.
how young he is.
Second in the Carolina League in walks as well.
Especially in big moments.
Two balls, two strikes, kicks and deals, and it misses low and in. Count fills up. Well, you do not want to walk him if you're Diaz.
That is where his game is ahead, right? His best tool is his eye and his plate discipline.
Yes.
Which you typically would not expect an 18-year-old to have that kind of
absolutely.
Discipline. Now 19.
Three balls, two strikes, one down. And the righty deals. Swing and a miss. He got him, strike three. Breaking ball low and inside, and there's two down. Massive, massive strikeout for Moses Diaz.
Huge, and it's a great pitch. 86-mile-an-hour breaking ball, like you said, Carter, and got him to bite at it.
So it all comes down to Nellie Taylor Jr. Starting right fielder's 0 for 2 with a walk. Montero at second. Nizan Zinatello's at first. You just at least need one here. First pitch, and a balk is called. How about that?
Wow.
Now second and third, two down. Basic can make it 6-5.
We'll take that and say thank you.
So no pitch. It would have missed outside. And I couldn't tell if it was... It had to be something with his motion towards the plate. Freely Encarnacion's on deck. First pitch to Taylor. Swing and a miss. Through a breaking ball, and it's nothing in one.
Well, big difference. Granted, you're going to take the bases, but you were just ahead 1-0. Now you wipe it clean, and instead you're down 0-1.
0-1 from the belt. He swings, lines it right side, past the leaping Cooper into right for a base hit. One run scores. Here comes Anatello. Throw to the plate will be in time. But it's an RBI single for Nellie Taylor Jr., and it's now a 6-4 ball game. We move to the eighth in Salem. Sox trail by two. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-4, the Fred Nats on top of the Salem Red Sox. And taking us the rest of the way home on play-by-play duties, here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. Danny Kerwin on the bump for the Red Sox, now entering his fourth inning of work from the right side. As Christian Vaccaro taps his bat on home plate, raises it above his left shoulder. The lefty is in. Righty on lefty matchup, and the first offering on the way. He swings and knifes it back to the netting foul. 0-1 to start. Vaccaro batting sixth, playing in right field. So 6-7-8 due up with Everett Cooper on deck and Nate Ochoa in the hole. Kerwin deals 0-1. Fastball steams outside, 1-1. Caro's been on twice, a base hit and a walk. He flew out to center field. 1-2. 1-1. He tips it back, 1-2.
And what a tough way for that seventh inning to end, right? I mean, I get it. Like, Ozzy Chavez, probably the right call to send him there because it took a really good throw. But Christian Vaquero at the dish right now helps end the inning on Nellie Taylor Jr.'s RBI single. Run scores, and then Zion Zanatello thrown out at the plate, to your point.
1-2. Spiked in the dirt. 2-2. Zanatello was waved around third by Ozzy Chavez and wasn't all that close at the dish.
No.
But like you said, took a great throw from Vaquero. Line drive just past the leaping glove of Cooper, the second baseman, to the right side. 2-2. He swings, drills it down the right field line in the air. Foul. Lands over the party deck, and Vaquero still alive at 2-2.
Just out in front of it. I still think down two, you have set yourself up for an interesting two innings for sure. Fredericksburg needs to continue to add on.
2-2. Swing at a tipper. This hit off his knee, and it goes into play as Juan Montero scoops it up, and I think everybody knew that was foul but one.
Liam Carroll going to come out and have a conversation. Wonder if we could see a replay on MILB TV. I thought it hit his foot.
I mean, he grimaced as if it hit his foot, kind of limped.
See if we can.
Heck of a actor if it didn't.
And Liam's just going to ask if Pedro Torres will check, which is probably what will happen, but I can't imagine Richie Arrieta got a better look. Here's the replay. This will tell you the real story.
You can't really tell from that. Almost seems as if he sold it when he realized that the ball
stayed
fair.
Yeah, I don't know. That was close. But I think it took too weird of a hop, too.
Sure.
Although we've seen some funky hops in this series.
That we have. 2-2 for Vaquero. Top of the eighth. Nobody on, nobody out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball don't lie, as they say. Got him with the breaking ball. One gone. Kerwin's got four. Now make it five.
He's been good out of the pen. Did yield the homer to Elijah Green. But has done a nice job. Brings up Everett Cooper now, the second baseman.
Cooper with a base hit, a flyout, and a strikeout today. Had the RBI single in the first offering. He scolds one into left, chasing after it, and making a head-high catch on the run. Andy Lugo, two gone.
Working efficiently, too. Danny Kerwin on the bump.
One pitch, one more out.
I wonder how many one pitch, one outs we've seen in this series. There's definitely a way to track that. But there's been a lot.
There's been a lot today. Most of them, though, have gone against the Sox. Sox do a lot of first pitch swinging.
They do.
Here's Nate Ochoa, gloveless from the right side. First pitch. Fastball in there. Outer half for a strike, 0-1. Ochoa 0-2 with a walk today, a strikeout and a flyout. And the pitch. Breaking ball down and away. An appeal on a check swing, he barely went. Field umpire Richie Arredondo says, "Really, guys?" Kerwin offers 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball high and in. 91 on the gun, it's 1-2. Two gone, nobody on, top of the eighth on a Saturday night in Salem. Sox trail by a pair of runs. And the 1-2. Breaking ball misses down, 2-2.
And then do it for the Sox in the home half of the eighth. Encarnacion, now contra Lugo.
Good spot.
Good spot in the order.
That's 4-5-6. Two-two. Fastball chopped to the left side of the infield. Anderson charges ahead. Gloves throw to first on a rope for out number three. Double A makes the play, and we go to the eighth, ready to sing Sweet Caroline in Salem. 6-4, Fred Nats on top. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the eighth on a Saturday night in Salem. 6-4, the Nats on top. The Red Sox looking to rally. 4-5-6 due up in the order. Freely Encarnacion, Marvin Alcantara, and Andy Lugo. Giovanni Eater joined alongside Carter Hill with you, whether you're listening on our audio stream via the MILB app or MILB.com, or if you're watching us on MILB TV. We thank you for choosing to spend your Saturday night with us. Moises Diaz on the bump for the Fred Nats, entering now his second inning of work, first full inning of work. He's able to retire the Red Sox after coming in with a strikeout. RBI single from Nelly Taylor Jr. to end the inning. Zan Zanatello was thrown out at home plate. A part of the play. First pitch to Encarnacion, a fastball at his hip inside, 1-0. 93 off the right arm of Diaz. He deals the 1-0. Swing and a dribbler, left side, rolling foul, 1-1.
Big swing game here this evening because if Fredericksburg wins this one, first off, it snaps the three series winning streak for the Salem Red Sox. But I have an opportunity now to win it tomorrow.
1-1, breaking ball down and away. Two balls and a strike for Fraley. No doubt about it, Carter. This is a team that sits at 4-3 in the second half of the Carolina League North. The 2-1, fastball swing and a miss, evens it up 2-2. You have yourself a five-way tie for first place in the North. Fredericksburg a part of that mix. We've talked about it. These are two teams that it just feels like are going to go jab for jab throughout most of the second half. They'll see each other for three games a couple of weeks from now and then a whole other series later on. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down and away with the slider. One gone.
Yeah, really good pitch there by Diaz. Got Encarnacion out in front. That is the one pitch that I think gives Fraley a little bit of trouble. We've seen it the last couple weeks or so. Now, he smacked the double down the left field line his last time up, but that's the pitch that has given him fits from time to time.
There's Marvin Alcantara, first pitch. And he eyes up a fastball for a strike on the outer half, 0-1. He's been just kind of in the wrong place, wrong time today. The 0-1, he swings, dribbles it left side of the infield. One hopping into the mitt of Brown. He throws on the run to first. It's low, but it's there. Route number two. And that is the fourth ground out tonight for the 0-for-4 Marvin Alcantara. Two of which, like I was saying, wrong place, wrong time. He hit into a pair of double plays to end innings.
And the middle of the infield for the Fred Nats has been really, really good throughout the series. Marcus Brown, Everett Cooper.
First pitch to Lugo, pierces the inside corner with a fastball, 0-1.
That was a tough play. Now, he got a good hop, high in the air, but charging from short.
0-1. Swing and a miss, breaking ball down and away. Quickly, two strikes against Lugo, who had that RBI ground out in the sixth.
That was the play of the game, or the
breaking ball misses down and away, 1-2.
Wanted to let you get the pitch in. But yeah, that was the defensive play of the game, the Fred Nats. Because it hopped off the very top of the mound, and then Cooper started charging him backhanded to make the play.
1-2. Fastball rings him up, clips the top portion of the zone on the outer half. And the Sox are sat down 1-2-3 in the eighth. They trail it 6-4. We go to the ninth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the ninth in Salem, 6-4 the Nationals on top of the Red Sox, ready to go 9-1-2 in the order. On the bump for the Sox, Danny Kerwin trying to give the offense an opportunity in the home half. And if the Red Sox are going to win tonight, Carter, it's via the walk-off. Got to start with the defense, though.
Yeah, got to keep it right here. Got to keep this a two-run game, because any time or really anything in the ninth inning to increase Fredericksburg's lead certainly is going to be more of a tough hill to climb for the Salem Red Sox. Seven hits apiece. It has been a fairly even game on that front. But what has dominated this game is the back-to-back homers back in the fifth inning by Green, Pepitell, and Quintana. So if you're Danny Kerwin, this needs to stay a two-run game and give your offense a chance in the home half of the ninth.
Four of the Fred Nats' six runs have come via solo homers. First pitch to the bottom of the order, Ivan Mersey. He swings and misses on a slider down and out. And quickly he's down 0-1. Kerwin from the belt. Winds and fires 0-1. Fastball hammered left side down the left field line for a hit. Mersey around first, heading for second. It's retrieved in the corner. The throw in is cut off by Zanatello. A leadoff double here in the ninth for Mersey, and the Fred Nats are looking for insurance.
And Andy Lugo did a nice job cutting that ball off out left, and I thought was going to maybe be able to hold Mersey to a single. But then when he booted it, just ever so slightly allowed him to get to second with ease. And now the Fred Nats are, to your point, really set up here in the night.
Back to the top of the order for Murphy Staley. He's 0 for 3 with a pair of strikeouts and a walk tonight. Did come around to score, though, on that walk back in the first. Runner off a second, nobody out in the ninth. 6-4 lead. First pitch to Staley in a balk.
Oh, my gosh. Second of the game and third in two nights.
He gives him third. What'd you see, Carter?
Have to see the replay here on MILB TV. I don't know. Again, it may have been a hitch in his motion delivered to the plate. You can't obviously double clutch towards home plate. May have been something with the hand movement, too.
First pitch, and Staley gets it foul, 0-1.
Here's the replay. It's slight, but it may have been that back foot there. A little bit of glove movement, too.
0-1 off the bottom of the barrel to the back of the netting. 0-2.
Well, now the infield comes in, and this is one you absolutely have to cut down at the plate.
Runner off a third, nobody out. 0-2. Breaking ball misses downstairs. Montero blocks it. It rolls to his right. He's able to corral. Nobody moves. 1-2.
Strikeout would be massive. In the ninth, you got McAlvany, Tucker, Montero due up. Capable three, but you got to keep this right here.
1-2. He swings, chops it left side, backhanded by Anderson, pivots to third, and throws across the diamond in time for out number one. Keeps the runner at bay.
And you'll take that. Infield going to remain in. Antonio Anderson, a nice backhanded stab. Yeah, no shot there for the runner to advance and try and score on that play. That would have been very unwise.
Well, here's Elijah Green. Nobody's been more dangerous tonight. After two hits yesterday, he has matched that tonight, but instead with two solo home runs for his sixth and seventh of the year. First pitch, fastball runs high and away, 1-0. He also walked back in the first. He's come around to score three total times.
Yes.
1-0 to Green. Swing and a miss. Wanted his eighth homer of the year. 1-1.
Yeah, three homer game would be something. Both to the right side, to your point.
Opposite way. Ball on a strike, the pitch. Dribbles a foul behind home plate. 1-2.
Need the strikeout here. Can hit the long ball, but obviously the strikeout is a big part of his game as well. Hasn't struck out all day long today, and this would be the perfect time for Danny Kerwin and Co.
One gone, runner off a third, top of the ninth, 6-4 lead for the Nats. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses just outside. Deuces wild for Elijah Green.
And that was the correct call, according to TrackMan, Pedro Torres. All over that, our home plate umpire.
Kerwin in this stretch brings it to the bell. Hurls the 2-2. Fastball hammered right side, leaping into the air, catching it. Encarnacion throw back to third, not in time. Two gone.
Didn't hit it crazy hard. 75 off the bat, and Encarnacion made a nice play leaping up in the air because that was going to find the grass out there and right. And Ivan Mursey, the runner at third, was a tad bit fortunate there. Got way far off the bag down at third and just gets back in safely. Nonetheless, that's a big out.
I'll tell you what. Here's the first pitch to Pimentel. He chops it right side. Backing up, now charging in Encarnacion. Puts his right hand up to stop Kerwin. Takes it to the bag himself for out number three. If they're not playing in, that one might have gotten where nobody was. But the Sox keep him at bay and keep it a two-run game. We go to the bottom of the ninth in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the ninth on a Saturday night in Salem, 6-4. The Nationals on top of the Red Sox. Salem looking to make the comeback happen. If they're going to win it, it's going to be via the walk-off. With 7-8-9 due up to start, Daniel McCalvity, Stanley Tucker, and Juan Montero. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you, whether you're listening on the MILB app or if you're tuned in on MILB TV. And there's a new pitcher on the bump for the Fredericksburg Nationals, 24-year-old righty out of Banao in the Dominican Republic. Samuel Vasquez, the second time this series, a 4-0 record with a 3.94 earned run average. He has three saves on the year. He's pitched in 32 total innings, striking out 27 batters in the process. Daniel McCalvity digs in from the right side. He's 0-for-3, but can wipe it all clean. He can come through to get things going here. First pitch on the way to the righty. And a check swing. He looks at a breaking ball inner half for a strike. 0-1. McCalvity, a 178 hitter. has homered once this year with 7 RBI in total. Good to play about 3 days a week. A one. He swings and tips it into the mitt and out of the mitt of Rosie behind home plate. Quickly 0-2.
Vasquez working ahead. That's what you got to do here in the ninth. No free passes. They can hit the baseball. Bottom half of the order for the Red Sox.
No balls, two strikes for McCalvany, who's struck out, flown out, and grounded out so far today. 0-2. Fastball runs high and away. It's 1-2. Well, you got a good spot in the bottom of the order with Stanley Tucker, who has two hits tonight. Juan Montero with a hit of his own. No stranger to the chaos. 1-2. Fastball hit foul. Staying alive, McCalvany at 1-2. Crowd staying into it here on a Saturday night in Salem. As the sun continues to set behind the Blue Ridge Mountains. Picturesque. Grilling Clinic Field. 1-2. Breaking ball misses down to the dirt. 2-2.
Working a nice AB here. Somebody's fired up. Let's go Red Sox chance.
It's continuing. Usually these are things that fizzle out, not tonight. Two balls, two strikes. Vasquez delivers. He swings, lifts it foul, left side. Continuing this at-bat is Daniel McCalvany. 21-year-old out of Chula Vista, California, sixth-round pick out of Bonita Vista High School in 2021. The 2-2. He swings, knifes it foul to the net. Still in there.
Well, and you like with who you have coming up. I mean, Stanley Tucker's 2-for-2. Juan Montero has an RBI single. So you like your chances if you can get a base runner for Salem.
2-2 on the way. Skipped in the dirt, gets past Mersey, and it fills it up at 3-2 for Daniel McCalvany, who's climbed back. Down 0-2 on the first two pitches to start the AB.
Yes, it's been a very, very nice at-bat. Seen a couple good ABs today for the Salem Red Sox.
Vasquez brings home the payoff pitch. Swing and a line drive left field, charging ahead Quintana. It drops in front of him for a leadoff single. Sox are in business, down a pair of runs in the ninth.
That's exactly what you needed. Great AB for Daniel McCalvany. And kind of got it off the end of the bat at 78, a flare shot down the left field line. But you'll take that. That's a fantastic AB. And here's the tie and run in Stanley Tucker.
Tucker with a base hit in the seventh and a double in the second. He's also walked. Productive all night long. First pitch. And he eyes up a breaking ball, down and out, 1-0. One of the better nights of the month for Stanley Tucker. A multi-hit game. Trying to wake these bats up. 8 hits for the Sox tonight. 1-0. Fastball high and away. 2-0.
And now they're going to come out and have a conversation. Because you cannot walk Stanley Tucker here.
No.
You cannot walk Stanley Tucker. You bring the winning run of the plate. You put the time run on base on a free pass, and yeah, you got beat by Daniel McCalvany with a great AB. And if Tucker reaches, you're going to have Juan Montero, and then the top of the order for Nizan and Antonio Anderson.
Tucker, one of the leaders in that clubhouse, as a 22-year-old that's seen every level of baseball up to this point. JUCO product, playing at Wharton Junior College, then New Mexico Junior College after COVID before... Played in the SEC at Texas A&M for a year. 2-0 to Tucker. Fastball misses downstairs, and he's way ahead at 3-0. Nobody out. 6-4 lead for the Nats. Runner on first is McCalvany in the bottom of the ninth. 3 balls, no strikes. The pitch. And a fastball is in there to get him over on the outside corner, 3-1.
98 miles an hour on the black on the outer half.
Vasquez from the belt. Offers 3-1. Swing and a slow roller right side. Scooped up by Cooper. Pitches it to second. Fire back to first. That's not in time. So they cut down McCalvany, the leading runner. There's one gone with a runner on first for the Sox in the bottom of the ninth.
And the Fred Nats absolutely take that. Down 3-0, you at least erased the lead runner in Daniel McElveny. Fielder's choice, and now it's Juan Montero's turn, who's the tying run at the play.
Well, and if you're the Sox, you almost have a sigh of relief that they didn't turn two.
Yes.
Here's Montero, first pitch. Fastball way away, 1-0.
Yeah, he didn't hit it crazy hard off the bat, but there's still very few people that I think beat that one out on this team. Nellie Taylor, Stanley Tucker, first ones that come to mind, Andy Lugo, Marvin Alcantara.
You got to be thinking, does Tucker take off here? One ball, no strikes, a pickoff to first. Vasquez thinking the same thing.
I would be very, very hesitant to take off because that run means nothing.
They stole him. That's true. The run does mean nothing. They did steal him, though. He took second.
Yes.
In a similar situation the other night. Put him in scoring position, the 1-0.
Ooh.
Breaking ball might have hit him. High and in. I think it did. A hit by pitch. Montero takes it on the chin like a champ. First and second for the Sox with one gone.
Did it hit his helmet? I thought I heard a little bit of the ping from. I'm shocked they're not coming out to check on him.
I am shocked they're not checking on him as well.
Here's the replay, MILB TV.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. That is so scary.
97-mile-an-hour fastball, Carter.
Well, Nazan Tinatello is the winning run. He's the winning run now.
Just saying.
I'm just putting that out there. I just want to say that.
I think a lot of organizational Red Sox fans would certainly be okay with Nazan Zanatello calling game.
Yes.
Nazan has not had a walk-off yet. Antonio Anderson has walked it off. Brooks Brannon has walked it off. Nazan Zanatello is not. Can the 19-year-old out of St. Louis be the hero? Representing the winning run now for the Sox. Down 2, 6-4 in the ninth, with one gone, runners on first and second. Zanatello hitless today. He's walked twice. First pitch. He cranks it. Left side, scooped up by Ochoa. Steps on third, throw to first. In time. Double play, and it ends the game. 6-4, the final score. The Fred Nats win it on a Saturday night. And the Sox will not win a series for the first time in 3 weeks. Looking for the split tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Nazan Tinatello comes up to the plate. Swings at the first pitch. Chops it down the third baseline. And Ochoa, an easy double play. Once he stepped on third. Now, Nazan did everything he could to beat it out, but... yeah, that's a tough one because you feel like after getting first and second one down that you're in a good spot to at least tie the game.
Yeah.
But just wasn't in the cards this evening, and for the first time in the month of June, the Sox will not win a series, which is crazy to think about. To your point, the 3-series winning streak is snapped, but still, you got to come back tomorrow and pick up a victory.
Yeah.
You do not want to lose the series at home. So if you can split it, two very even teams, that's not a surprise at all. But, yeah, looking for the win tomorrow. Don't need it before going on the road.
Big one coming up tomorrow, 2:40 pregame, 3:05 first pitch right here on MILB.com and MILB TV. Also coming out to the ballpark tomorrow. Let's pack the stands on a Sunday to end cap the homestand. 6-4, the final score tonight. The Nationals take it. They win their second in a row. For everybody that makes that magic happen, in the room to our right, our video production assistant, Will Howell, our video production manager, Stephen Langdon. For my broadcast partner, as always, Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater saying so long and good night on a Saturday night in Salem. 6-4 the final score. Fred Nats winning.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem. And we'll see you next time.